progressive talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Will Hillary Clinton answer the bell after tomorrow's big rounds, ready to fight on, or will she be looking for a towel? She's still wearing the gloves today.
Who would you hire for the toughest job in the world?
She suggested to a Texas audience the answer should be her, not Barack Obama.
I'm Peter King in San Antonio. Barack Obama wanted to talk veterans issues, but reporters peppered him with questions about indicted developer and campaign donor Tony Resco.
The notion that we haven't been forthcoming, I would dispute.
The latest involves Resco having taken Obama on a tour of a house the senator eventually bought.
It's these details that still...
No, but Mike, that was perfectly consistent with the conversation that we had.
I'm not saying it was inconsistent.
Exactly.
But there are these unexplored details.
Obama hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, though he has said doing business with a campaign donor was boneheaded.
Senator John McCain posed to himself the same question Hillary Clinton poses about Barack Obama.
I would believe that my knowledge and experience and background clearly indicates that if the phone rang at 3 a.m. in the White House and I was one to answer it, I would be the one most qualified to exercise the kind of judgment necessary to address a national security crisis.
McCain is expected to easily carry the Republican primary in Texas tomorrow, though Mike Huckabee hopes to keep him from clinching and keep the conversation going. For Ohio, the Democratic primary tomorrow is not only the biggest in a long time. Problems with electronic machines have sent them back to the paper ballot in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County.
Cross your fingers. Hope for Ohio.
That's Peg Rosenfield, an election specialist for the League of Women Voters.
People haven't been very experienced about counting paper ballots, so it's going to take them longer. That doesn't really bother me.
It will take a while to get the votes counted in that hugely important primary. Why are gasoline prices so high? Blame it on crude. Okay, so if we're using less fuel these days, and we are, why are oil prices knocking on record's door? CBS's Dan Revive joins us now. You asked the boss at Shell that very question, didn't you, Dan?
And he blames a lack of supply.
The only way to get a lower oil price, crude oil price, is to get more production.
The president of Shell Oil Company, John Hoffmeister, telling CBS News we're suffering from the fact that energy prices were too low in the 1990s, so companies didn't have the incentive to drill and produce. He contends the U.S. government should permit more exploration along America's coastlines. Environmental groups disagree. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Oil prices today close at $102.45 a barrel. That's up 61 cents. On Wall Street, the Dow was down about 7.5 points. The Nasdaq lost nearly 13, and the S&P actually gained almost a point. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is Mike Walter, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The Hat Swap going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer. Good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.
What is China's military up to? The Defense Department says it is nearly impossible to tell.
The Pentagon report to Congress says China continues to increase its military strength, building more missiles, short range and long range, developing capability to attack ships and even satellites in space. And Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense David Sidney says they're looking at cyber warfare, with hack attacks against U.S. government and business computers tracked back to China.
It's not just the United States that has been subject to these intrusions occurring in China. It's been countries all over the world.
And Sidney says China seems very reluctant to explain its intentions with all this military buildup. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Earlier, Middle Georgia College locked down until a man with a gun was taken into custody. He threatened no one. You just can't bring a gun on campus in Georgia. Now, Appalachian State University is locked down in North Carolina. A man in a ski mask with a handgun was spotted and is being sought. They have not found him yet. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
In the end, all any of us have is our good name. So at Mercedes-Benz, we don't put our name on just anything. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz comes with a 155-point inspection, road acceptance, a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles, and the one thing no other pre-owned vehicle can offer, our good name. Mercedes-Benz. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about certified pre-owned program.
See dealer for complete details on warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
My name is Sandra, and I shop at Walmart. I'm currently taking 5 different medications.
My name is Amanda, and I'm a pharmacist here at Walmart. I know Sandra personally, and when our $4 program came out, she was able to get a whole month's generic prescription for $4.
The pharmacy at Walmart offers more than 300 generic prescriptions for $4. Each $4 prescription is for up to a 30-day supply of commonly prescribed dosages. See Walmart.com for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Let's add a little patriotism to that list. What do you say? We got a great program lined up for you today. I hope you can listen to every minute over the next 3 hours. If not, I'll forgive you in advance. You can catch the podcast later. My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B. You can call anytime and join this conversation. That's 888-573-8372. In our first hour, we're going to discuss the nature of patriotism here in the new century. Not the way Bush and Cheney define it. Also on our program today, David Rubinson is going to come to my secret studio here next hour. He was the guy who was the original producer for the Santana Band. He also produced the Pointer Sisters and many other great artists over the years. He ran a studio called the Automat in San Francisco. But he's not coming to talk music today. He's coming to talk about an unusual protest. It's called Stop Loss Congress. The idea is that in observance of the, fifth anniversary of Bush's misguided invasion of Iraq and the occupation that continues to this day, activists are going to deliver stop loss notices to members of Congress next week, saying that they can't go home until the troops come home. I think it's a very interesting way of getting attention and also drawing attention to the protests that we hope will be massive on the 18th and 19th, observing the, the misguided invasion and continuing occupation of Iraq. Also on today's program, former CBS newsman Terry Phillips, a radio correspondent who covered the former USSR. He'll be with us to talk about the activity in the streets of Armenia. In Yerevan, there were police actions and demonstrators who would not go home. And why are they in the streets? Because they believe their presidential election was stolen. And I want to thank all the San Francisco listeners who came out to the Red Vic Theater in the Hate yesterday to see David Earnhardt's powerful documentary called Uncounted. And I began my introduction of David Earnhardt recounting that tainted elections in the Ukraine, in Kenya, and now in Armenia lead to massive public outrage. In this country? Let's just go shopping or change the channel. Also, lots of room for your calls in the free speech zone coming up in our third and final hour. You know the number, 888-5-PETER-B. You can also email me, Peter, at peterbcollins.com, or if we're not in agreement, just send it to Full of It at peterbcollins.com. Resist the temptation to add the SH. It'll go sideways and I'll never see it. That's Full of It at peterbcollins.com. There's a new book out It's a small one, but powerful. Has a red cover, and it's entitled The True Patriot. And when I first picked this up, it kind of reminded me of Chairman Mao's little red book, although this one's a little bigger, and it deals with America and its view of patriotism. The True Patriot is co-authored by Eric Liu and Nick Hanauer, and they join us on the phone this hour. Gentlemen, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having us on.
Nice to talk with you, and we've got to do some voice identification here. Eric Liu first.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
Nice to talk with you, and you were a speechwriter in Bill Clinton's White House.
That's right.
And you also worked at Real Networks. I'll just tip my hat to Rob Glaser, a major supporter and a guy who's written huge checks to support progressive talk radio in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, appreciate that. Nick Hanauer, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And you're a guy with a business background, startups, lots of companies, sold pretty well. Looks like.
Yeah.
looks like you've done okay and you beat the dot-com bubble.
A couple of times, yeah.
A couple of times. Well, good for you. Now, let me start with Eric. Why The True Patriot? What prompted you to publish this book?
You know, Nick and I wrote this little book really out of frustration. The True Patriot is, as you were saying, it's a little red book. We like to think of it more in the Thomas Paine tradition than the Chairman Mao tradition, but we'll take our comparisons anywhere we can get them. and the idea is really this, Peter, that our politics today is so skewed in so many ways, and you do a great job in this show of highlighting a lot of those, but one of the most fundamental ways in which our politics is skewed right now is that the idea of patriotism has been completely hijacked over the course of a generation by the right. And to the point where even in your introduction there, you had to kind of say explicitly, hey, we're going to talk about patriotism, but not the way that George Bush and Dick Cheney mean it.
Yep.
And and I think there are so many of us in the progressive world now who almost reflexively react negatively to the idea that people are going to talk about patriotism, because there's now an association bound up with it that says patriotism is chest-thumping and mindless. You know, you're with us or you're against us. It's militarism. It's imperialism. And what Nick and I were frustrated about is both how the right has hijacked patriotism, but also over the course of those years, how too many of us on the left have let that happen. And our idea here in this little document was to really reframe things and basically say, look, if you take an honest look at what patriotism truly means and you unpack the idea of country above self, you are led inevitably to a set of values and moral principles that are fundamentally progressive. Ideas like mutual obligation, ideas like sharing of sacrifice, like stewardship, ideas that are not about, hey, let the market sort everything out, or let the laissez-faire kind of run amok. And our idea is that if you get people to have an honest look, a fresh new look at what patriotism is, you realize that it is inherently at the foundation of it progressive. And I think that's a message that's as important for those of us in the progressive world to hear as it is for those we disagree with on the right.
That's Eric Liu, and he and his colleague Nick Hanauer have published this new book, The True Patriot. And this is prescient. This really is. I'm on page 35. False patriots think that wearing little flags on their lapels is the full measure of their patriotic duty. True patriots may sometimes wear such flags, too, but know that acts, not badges, are the true marker of devotion to country. Now, Nick, we touched on your entrepreneur experience, and you've had very good timing, it appears, in your business life. But the timing of this message, just a week after Barack Obama has been attacked from the right, and his wife as well, for some remarks that she made, but he has been attacked for refusing to wear an American flag lapel pin because it offended his own sensibilities as he saw others preening and parading and you know, using it as a phony symbol of American patriotism.
Yeah, I wish I could take credit for the timing, but regretfully we can't. But I do think that this is an incredibly important message. There is simply no doubt that there is a distinction between false and true patriots, and we named the book The True Patriot to make the point that there is a distinction. Flag waving is not patriotism. Putting your country first is patriotism. And I think that I would like to believe that Barack Obama doesn't connect
the flag with something he's not proud of. I know he's incredibly proud of our country and our flag, but I think the point he was trying to make, which is a more precise one, is that it's acts, not words, that define whether you're patriotic or not. Your willingness, for instance, as a wealthy citizen, to pay taxes and to pay in proportion to the great fortune that this country has brought to you, that defines whether you're patriotic or not. To acknowledge that your children should pay taxes from the windfall which will be their inheritance, and that their responsibility to pay taxes is equal to the son or daughter of a policeman or a fireman or a teacher to pay taxes. That's true patriotism. That stewardship, not exploitation in the here and now, is patriotism. These are things which truly define whether you're patriotic or not, not whether you wear a little flag on your lapel.
Indeed. And I think, I've just spent some amount of time. I've never lived permanently in Washington, D.C., but I've roamed the corridors there on Capitol Hill. And it is offensive to see these hypocritical types who have their little congressional pin and then an American flag lapel pin on at all times. And I'm thinking of somebody like Tom DeLay, who has actively subverted our form of government and our democracy. He uses name-calling and loves to tag anybody who opposes him as un-American. And that's why I can understand why Barack Obama said that after 9/11, he took it off and just decided that he did not have to have that kind of a PDP, a public display of patriotism. Eric?
Yeah. But here's the thing, is that we have allowed that public display of patriotism become what defines whether we're patriotic or not. We've allowed the right to do that, and that has been a terrible mistake for the left. Because while you can have, I think, a very interesting philosophical discussion about the meaning and role of patriotism in life and politics in America, the simple electoral fact is that if you want to win elections, you better find a way to speak affirmatively about how much you love this country. And our goal in the True Patriot was to give progressives a way of doing that which was coherent, succinct, and persuasive.
That's Nick Hanauer together with Eric Liu. They have co-authored this little book with powerful messages. It's called The True Patriot, and we've got up to 10 copies to give away this hour to people who call in, and I don't want you just to call to win a book, but I invite you to call and define your own terms about patriotism and maybe ways that you have been offended by the manner in which patriotism has been used, abused, or manipulated in recent years. And it's as open as that. Just let me know what your thoughts are about being an American, being a progressive, and how, as Nick just pointed out, we need to assert our own version, our own values related to patriotism, and not simply write it off and say, that's something that is owned by the right. We're going to take a break and return. 888-5, Peter B. is my toll-free number. The lines are open now, 888-573-8372. We're talking about this new book called The True Patriot on the Peter B. Collins Show.
March 7th, it's an all-new Planet Cruise Comedy Hour with me, Richard Stockton.
The next time you need legal help, just drive by Lumberman's Hardware, point to the attorneys you want, and tell them to get in the back of your truck.
Along with comedian Mickey Joseph, Chris Magyar with the weird news from Planet Cruise.
Comedian Johnny Steele.
If you ever looked at a map, Florida is divided into two time zones, right? 1938 and 1952.
Ukulele Dick.
The great Morgani.
Dr. Rupert Opie.
All the outpatient players.
Let the players out!
Larry Hosford, Al Frisbee, all comedically capturing the spirit of Santa Cruz. And this is an all-new show, so get your tickets early.
Ooh, save $5!
At Streetlight Records and Gateway's Books.
I didn't see it, is that all right?
That's this Friday, March 7th, 8 p.m. in Santa Cruz at the Columba.
New Planet Crew.
Laugh your glutes off.
You're listening
Hello.
To KRXA,
Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with the top vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey in the old Granary building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought-after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. My guests are the co-authors of a new book, a small book with big ideas called The True Patriot. Eric Liu and Nick Hanauer are with us for this full hour. Switchboards Jan will take some calls here in just a moment. Talk about your ideas of patriotism and give away some copies of this book, The True Patriot. The book is laced with some screeds and some commentary that some people might consider subversive. It's from people like George Washington, A Farewell Address, Robert F. Kennedy's Recapturing America's Moral Vision, Teddy Roosevelt's The Strenuous Life, a commentary from Susan B. Anthony. And Eric and Nick, when we launched our progressive talk station in Monterey, KRXA, in the summer of 2005, we had a few weeks while we were fiddling with the transmitter and building a studio and that sort of thing. And so we put a loop that repeated every 10 minutes on the station, and it sounded like this. And people called and said, where did that come from?
To be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed.
They didn't know where it came from.
That's right.
Those are some good lyrics, huh?
Well, they said, are you guys, like, communists? Is this something?
Oh, yeah, that's the Communist International.
You're gonna import Radio Havana and play it on the 17 mile drive?
Put that to a salsa beat. You got a pretty good Cuban manifesto.
Yeah, right?
Well,
exactly.
The Fifth Dimension recorded that in the late 60s. I've got the vinyl recording. I think it's from 69 or 70. And it really caused people to scratch their heads, say, where did that come from? What is this? And what does it mean about the station that you're bringing on the air here? And I think most of those doubts have been laid to rest. But it is interesting how unfamiliar many Americans are with our own rich history. And there's a lot to be proud of. There's a lot to be patriotic about. And it's not a message of just my country right or wrong. Correct, Eric?
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, Peter, you were describing the way that our little book, The True Patriot, I mean, in between the pages of the arguments that Nick and I are making about how progressives have to reclaim and reframe patriotism, we've included these excerpts, these little, you know, greatest hits, basically, from the American playlist, everything from George Washington to Abe Lincoln to both, you know, FDR and TR, JFK and RFK, Martin Luther King. And the idea is, you know, to use those excerpts to amplify two points. The first one is, as we say right in the beginning of the book, there's not a single new idea in the pages of The New Patriot. You know, it's not just Nick and Eric kicking around in Seattle 2007, 2008, deciding that progressives should own patriotism. These are ideas and values that have been stated from the very beginning. And the idea that patriotism is progressive, that patriotism leads you to thinking about someone other than yourself, is woven deeply into the DNA of the country. And, you know, I think when we decided to put this little book together, we wanted to pull up those greatest hits, both to make that point, but also, as you're saying, Peter, to remind folks that there is a rich, deep history that progressives can lay claim to, and it is indeed the very history of the purposes of the founding of the country.
All right, let's take a call and question his patriotism. Here's Hal in Coos Bay, Oregon. Welcome, Hal, listening on KBBR.
Hey, yeah, right. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good, thank you.
Hey, I had an interesting idea. Tell me what you think of this. We make a new lapel pin, and it is the American flag, only the stripes are green, and it's a little bit larger, and it's turned the other way.
we reclaim
patriotism, but as for stewardship for a greener America, more sustainable,
yeah, no, totally,
all those
yeah.
things that us progressives really like.
I love the instinct when the whole lapel pin controversy first got kicked up a while ago. Nick and I and others were kicking around these ideas about, you know, how could you refashion, remake the lapel pin in a way that sends a message that wearing the pin is not simply aping the way that conservatives like to wear that pin. And what we came down to at the end was, you know, one of two ideas. The simple one is really just to keep on wearing the pin as is, in the same way that, you know, in our neighborhoods, in one of the bluest cities and one of the bluest states of the country here in Seattle, we fly the American flag, you know, without any particular explanation or anything else. And
or my friend Sam Cedar at Air America says he wears three at all times.
Well, that was the second idea we had, actually, was, you know, we could do that lapel bin one better. And what if you had, you know, two flags, you know, kind of crossed?
Sure.
Two American flags, you know.
Mitt Romney wanted a double Gitmo. I want to triple my patriotism.
Exactly.
All right, Hal, we got to run to a break here. Hold on, and Katrina will get your address, and we'll mail you a copy of The True Patriot.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in today. More of your calls coming up in a moment as we continue with Eric Liu and Nick Hanauer, the new book, The True Patriot. Looking forward to more of your calls coming up right after this. Grab the podcast, share it with a friend. The link's on the homepage at peterbcollins.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments, providing a unique perspective to investors for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments gained from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Well, it's true that some people need more sleep than most, and some need more. There's no question that part of the price we pay for living in this hectic, computerized, cell-phoned world of multitasking is that too many of us are suffering from sleep deprivation. We go to bed too late. We wake up too early.
We aren't getting the sleep we need. A survey released today of 1,000 people found that on the average they were cheating themselves of 40 minutes a night of the sleep experts say we should have to perform at our best. More on sleep and the widespread lack thereof after this.
This is a rate alert for March 2008. The Federal Reserve continues to cut interest rates aggressively. Today, mortgage rates are near 2003 lows. National mortgage leader Quicken Loans reports interest rates around 5.99% on secure fixed-rate loans, APR 6.13%. Smart homeowners are acting quickly to take advantage of these low fixed rates or adjustable rates as low as 4.99%, APR 5.16%. Call Quicken Loans at 800-894-1944 to lock in a fixed rate around 5.99% and a lower house payment for years. If you missed it in 2003, this is your opportunity for a fixed rate mortgage around 5.99% or an adjustable rate around 4.99%. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-894-1944. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-894-1944. That's 800-894-1944.
If you get less sleep than you need, night after night, it will almost surely catch up with you. You get tired, you get grumpy and irritable. You find it hard to focus on the job at hand, whatever it is. Obviously, if the job at hand is that you're a truck driver, a bus driver, or an airline pilot, dozing off on the job is not an acceptable way to catch up. Last week, the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission admitted that the NRC should have done more to investigate a tip that security guards at Peach Bottom Nuclear Plant in Pennsylvania had been routinely napping on the job. It was several months after the tip, the videotape surfaced showing the guards stacking Z's in a so-called ready room, that they began to look into it. It seems that people are trying to squeeze more time for themselves and for their families, even if it means staying up past their bedtime. Cell phones and BlackBerries, laptops, email, texting, all of these things make it possible to do more work while you're at home, to be available for duty on somebody else's schedule. Sleep that knits the raveled sleeve of care. No wonder so many of us are unraveled. The Osgood File. Transcripts, podcasts, and MP3s of these programs can be found at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Sheila Gale. Listen to my show every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. 2 hours of in-depth talk on effective ways to help us get through life's greatest challenges, whatever the crisis. Addictions, illness, fears, breakups, money problems. I'll bring in the expert guests and we'll do it with some humor. The Sheila Show, brought to you by Sun Street Centers. For alcohol and drug treatment, go to www.sunstreetcenters.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We got a president so bad, gotta be the worst we ever had. Got the job 'cause of his dad, now we're all in danger. He come around up to no good, broke the old treaties 'cause he could. Struts all around like a hood, got us in a world of trouble. Put him in a straitjacket, there's no doubt. Let the psychiatrist figure him out. Listen while the demonstrators cheer and shout. We'll all feel better in the morning.
George W. Bush thinks that history will be kind to him, and I beg to differ. I think he will be remembered as one of our worst presidents, and the foreign policy debacles certainly will contribute greatly to that. But I do think that his damage to Americans' sense of America, to the way we define it and the way we define our own attachment to it, has been badly damaged by this president. This new book is powerful and an interesting antidote to phony patriotism. It's called The True Patriot. With us this hour, Eric Liu and Nick Hanauer. And, gentlemen, I want to play a little tune for you here, and then I want to talk about the way Michelle Obama has been attacked for some recent remarks she made. Oh, come on. Oh, my CD player just fritzed on me here. Give me a second. And here we go.
I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud of all the good things we've done. This television pre-release and rock and roll standard oil Times Square. Did you dare go for a well and poke it there? Price reduction, reconstruction, D-score, and lots more culture that we got to live. I'm proud of you.
This baby came from Fee Waybill and the Tubes in the mid-70s, and it's satire, of course. Their pride in being American is a laundry list of consumer products. And Nick Hanauer, when you hear this, obviously a spoof, and you tie it to the way Michelle Obama was attacked for stating that she, for once, feels proud to be an American. Now, as I heard that, I was not put off at all. I can understand a lot of different ways that Michelle Obama has not been proud to be an American. I wasn't proud to be an American when Ronald Reagan traded arms for hostages. I wasn't proud to be an American when Richard Nixon tried to damage the Constitution to protect his own butt. I wasn't real proud of George H.W. Bush, and I'm certainly not proud of this president. And yet Cindy McCain was not attacked when she gave a quote to the media saying, well, I've always been proud to be an American. And if I had Cindy McCain on the line right now, I'd say, well, ma'am, were you proud of the Clinton impeachment? I mean, that's just one example that I'm sure she would recoil from. And so, Eric, I want to turn to you first. How do you respond to those who have attacked Michelle Obama in this fashion?
Well, it says two things. I mean, first of all, we live in this frame, you know, where the storyline goes, Democrats don't love their country. And so anytime you have anything happen like what Michelle Obama said that can be remotely stretched into that story frame, not only the right-wing talk radio media, not only do they go nuts about it, but the mainstream media likes to follow suit. And that is a frame we have to break. But the second thing that is going on there, I think, you know, goes to that tune you were just playing. You know, I mean, there is this conception that the reason why they take pride in America is because of this long list of consumer goods that we've pioneered, or because we're number one because we're the greatest and mightiest and strongest and we can take on all enemies and all comers. And, you know, the idea that patriotism rests on those things is a dangerous, shaky, and superficial, and ultimately to us, un-American idea. We think that true patriotism really ought to be grounded in our ideals and what we do to try to live up to our ideals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a simple sentence that we have in this book, The True Patriot, that says, you know, the reason why we think America is exceptional and why we love it is this: no other country on earth is dedicated to a proposition. Period. And now, that's not to say, God knows, throughout our long history, that we haven't failed time and again in ways sometimes small and sometimes catastrophic, failed to live up to our ideals and failed to deliver on the propositions embedded in our Declaration and in our Constitution. But, boy, you look around the world, no other country holds itself to account in trying to live up to it. And so when I heard Michelle Obama say what she said, to me, it's part of a long storyline. If you can't just look at this in the abstract. If you are a progressive, if you are a progressive woman, if you are a progressive African-American woman, you are deeply steeped in a history in which two things are entwined. Number one, the promise, and number two, the many failures to live up to the promise. And to be a true American who honestly understands our history and the path that we've been on is to embrace both sides of that and say, look, we do have something special here, but boy, we better get our act together and actually live up to our promise and push mm-hmm. ourselves and push our country and push, you know, our communities to actually deliver on the ideals.
Nick Hanauer, your comment?
I couldn't agree more. I think that again, this is just another case of you know, someone stepping perhaps in error. from a sort of tactical point of view into a storyline that the right has written, that unquestioning, that basically unquestioning love of country is you know, it means patriotism. There's this fantastic quote that we have in our book from Senator Carl Schurz from 1899, who said, true Americans will not fail to recognize that our dignity, our free institutions, and the peace and welfare of this and coming generations of Americans will be secure only as we cling to the watchword of true patriotism, our country when right to be kept right, when wrong to be put right. And that's very different from my country, right or wrong.
Indeed it is. Let's go to Oscar in Sacramento, listening on KSAC. Welcome, Oscar. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. First of all, I think I'm kind of tired of the banana Republicans with a flag on one lapel, and they have an armband on the other side that says, I avoided the draft. That's half the administration. And the second thing I wanted to mention here was that you earlier mentioned about taking on the world by force. Well, there's an old quote that goes, guns will make us powerful, and butter will only make us fat. Well, unfortunately, that's the thinking of a lot of the right, but that's also the words of Hermann Göring, the Nazi. And three is, a really good song, if you haven't tapped onto it in the 70s, is Hazel Dickens, Will Jesus Wash the Bloodstains from Your Hands? Check it out.
I don't remember that one. All right, Oscar, thanks for sharing. Hold on, and we'll get your address, and we'll mail you a book, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in today. Now to Tony in Sacramento, also listening to KSAC. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, how you doing, Peter?
Good.
Okay, if I may speak for Mrs. McCain, I'd like to say that she might say that the way the system worked in the impeachment process, it would make her proud to be an American.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Well, it did not work. I mean, somebody perjured themselves, therefore they were impeached. But I don't want to get off on a side. I just, to speak for her. One of your guests brought up the laissez-faire attitude and unregulated business practices, and I'd like to say a good many of my friends, luckily I didn't have enough money at the time, lost quite a bit of money in the dot-com bust, and it sounds like one of your guests did quite well in that laissez-faire, unregulated atmosphere. I'd just like to hear a comment.
That would be me.
All right, Nick. Nick, you want to comment, Mr. Laissez-faire?
Yeah. Well, if I may defend myself, I'm not laissez-faire, and I did prosper in the world of technology, but actually not in the bubble. I helped build at least a couple of large, successful, and important companies. And the companies that exist today employ tens of thousands of people and generate lots of profits. And I sold one to Microsoft in midsummer last year for $6 billion, and I'm very proud of that. But capitalism has become a kind of religion in America, and we think, frankly, that's crazy. We believe in something we call patriotic capitalism, which is that capitalism is not an end in itself, but rather a tool for the nation, and that it's our obligation to harness economic power to national goals. The simple fact is that markets are man-made constructs that benefit some and not others, and patriotic capitalism means having the courage to examine those market constructs and change them if they're not serving the greater good. We are not communists. We believe fervently in the freedom and dynamism of capitalism, but we also believe that patriots, true patriots, owe it to themselves and to the country to look at the constructs that guide our capitalism and make sure that they serve the common good.
All right, Tony, anything you want to add there?
Well, and I agree with what he's saying. The only other thing I'd like to say is that I think we're mixing two subjects here, because I think the news media, everything is driven down into a soundbite. So someone says, I'm more patriotic. No, I am. No, I love immigrants more. No, I do. And so that's where it gets to this point where, you know, things just get dumbed down too much, and patriotic symbol is now wearing a flag that makes you patriotic. And that's all I'd like to say.
All right, Tony, hold on. We'll send you a copy of the book. And I would just add that on Fox News, the debate goes the other way. Those who hate immigrants fancy themselves as greater patriots. Eric or Nick, did you want to say something?
Well, Peter, I think Tony said that incredibly well. And one of the things that we have to do here is, it's not just fighting against a soundbite culture, but it's remembering, what are we trying to do here? You know, politics is not just some kind of game. It's not just ESPN for people who can't play sports. You know, politics matters because what's at stake here are principles and values. And when you talk about, you know, any of the values we've been talking about on this in this conversation this hour, stewardship, mutual obligation, sharing of sacrifice, making sure that those who can carry the heaviest loads in our society do, making sure that everybody has a fair shot at a chance for success. These are values and principles that we have to learn to talk again as progressives. You know, I think one of the things that you asked us at the very outset, Peter, how did we come to this book and why? And, you know, Nick and I did not decide at the outset we wanted to write a book about patriotism. What we decided to do was to write a book about what was wrong and screwed up in our politics. And the more we looked at our politics, the more we realized that there is this all-pervasive, dominant frame in American politics today that the conservatives have been able to push, which is this frame of a very narrow, negative kind of freedom. It is a freedom to be let alone, a freedom from taxation, a freedom from having any responsibility to help out somebody else. And, you know, the darn thing about freedom is that that word is, of course, woven deeply into the narrative of the American story. And so we realize that the only thing, at the end of the day, in both a soundbite culture and a more thoughtful culture, the only thing that's going to help you trump that narrow idea of freedom is an appeal to patriotism, an appeal to pride in what we actually are and are supposed to be. And we think that if we, as progressives, can learn to speak the language again of an affirmative patriotism, not only are we going to win elections, we will do that, but more importantly, we're going to remind folks that politics is about values and principles and not just who scored this point and who scored that point.
Let's talk to Sally in Eureka, listening on KGOE. Hello, Sally.
Hi. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.
One of the things that was just said, it kind of fits into what I was going to say, is that talk is cheap. It really is. And you mentioned freedom to do or not to do. It's in the not to do or the doing that really monitors what we speak. It's like you can talk up a good streak and wear the pen and go, but not do anything what you're saying. And I really, really believe it's who we are at the center of who we are, and out of that flows what we do. It's not saying we have a really bad country and this is bad and that is bad and then sit back and let everybody else vote but me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about sitting there and saying everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
And not doing anything either. Can we learn from our mistakes, move forward, and become the nation that we were designed and created to be in the beginning on really good principles instead of dictatorship and whatever else that we came from?
Right, and we have to decide, issue by issue, principle by principle, what's truly
exactly
patriotic and what's not. Is eliminating the estate tax patriotic or isn't it? Right? Is regulating ourselves and so that we preserve our environment and hand over to our children something worth having, is that patriotic or isn't that? And that's and so you are right. It is absolutely in the doing. It is absolutely in the choices we make as Americans about how we're going to conduct our lives and what kind of sacrifices we're going to make for our families, our communities, and the future that define us.
You know, the thing I would add to that that Sally is, you know, is so powerfully eloquent about is it's not just the big act, quote-unquote, you know, the pieces of federal legislation and what are we going to do about health care for 50 million uninsured or the many more underinsured and so on and so forth, that patriotism is to be found in everyday acts as well. You know, it is patriotic. It is a form of patriotism, in fact, a greatly honored form of patriotism, to work on your local school levy. It is a form of patriotism to decide to volunteer and to be a mentor to some kid who needs a mentor. These are acts of patriotism. They are acts of patriotism because they are not about you. they are about serving and defining your purpose, not only not in terms of self-aggrandizement or selfishness, but in terms of what am I going to do for something other than and someone other than me.
That's Eric Liu along with Nick Hanauer. They've authored The True Patriot. Sally, thanks for your call. Hold on, and we'll get your address and send you a copy of the book. More coming up in just a moment. There's one line open at 888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. And I'm your humble host, Peter B. Collins. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the greatest talk radio station on the planet. West of the Mississippi. Along the Pacific Coast. In California. Below Davenport. Above Lucia. And west of the Gavilan Mountains. KRXA 540. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
It is useless to resist us.
That's a blast out of my own past from the Peter B. Collins tax-deductible music and jingle archives. And that is some theme music that we used on my satellite radio program that we launched in the New Dark Ages back in 2002. And Nick and Eric, we were conscious of the time that the word liberal had lost its currency. Progressive was starting to catch on. But I decided to call it All American Talk Radio, and I dug out those old jingles from the early 60s to make a point. And the announcer tagline was, it's for all Americans, not just right-wing nuts. Now, in talk radio, we are outnumbered 9-1. The right wing has huge dominance, as you're well aware. And so we tried to position this as all American for all Americans, and some people got it.
Well, you know, what's a telling and sad thing, you mentioned satellite radio. We noticed somewhere along the way, as we were looking at this, that Sirius satellite radio has two political talk stations. One's called Sirius Left, for progressives.
That's where I used to be.
And you know what they call the other one on the conservative side? Sirius Patriot.
Yep.
And to us, that's just, you know, I don't even think they thought twice about that. They just assumed patriot equals conservative. And
right.
That, to us, is just an unconscionable state of affairs. We have to change that.
Mm-hmm. Eric, before I run out of time here, I just wanted to ask you to tell our listeners briefly about your television program, Seattle Voices.
Well, you know, I host a show here that is fundamentally about story. You know, the story, and, you know, we live in Seattle, and it's about story and about the story of how people came to do what they do and how their values were formed and what have you, and they're often notable people. And, you know, it's that same spirit that led me and Nick to not only write The True Patriot, but what we would ask of you and of everybody who's listening right now when you think about, okay, this was a cool conversation, but what can I do? And the thing that we would urge everybody to do is to simply start a conversation and draw out of everybody you encounter a story of how did you come to your view of whether patriotism matters? How are your patriotic values formed or not formed or deformed or whatever? You know, and one of the things that's been fascinating to us, you know, Nick, I don't know if you want to talk about this, that's been happening recently.
No, it's just really surprising how many parents we've begun to hear about who are using the book as a way to talk to their children about the meaning of politics and the purpose of politics and the meaning of America. You know, I suppose that nothing has happened in this whole project that's been more flattering to us is that you know that parents have found it as a useful tool for broaching this subject and creating a conversation and fundamentally that was our objective. Our mm-hmm. objective was to create a national conversation about what the true meaning of patriotism was, because we believe that if that conversation takes place, we will grab the mantle of patriotism back from the right, and they will be left with this naked selfishness. And if we do that, we will build a multi-generational legacy of leadership for progressives.
But the way that happens, Peter, it goes back to what Sally, that great caller, was saying before the last break, you know, is not just at the level of grand strategy and what happens in the Beltway and kind of, you know, books and all that stuff. It happens circle by circle, conversation by conversation, mm-hmm. breakfast table by breakfast table, dinner table by dinner table, where parents are talking to their kids and friends are talking to friends about, you know, what does patriotism mean to you? And how did you come by those values? Yeah. And that's just been a remarkable thing to us. As gratifying as it is to get into great philosophical discussions, just the outpouring of human story that we've been hearing from people who telling us about their immigrant parents or about the fact that they, you know, after many years of never thinking about patriotism, or plenty of progressives who've had kind of an arm's length relationship to patriotism,
yeah.
coming back to it and saying, you know what, we get to own this too.
Bill, I hear you rumbling there. You're on the air now. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, just before the news, huh? Okay, I'm happy to get this. Thanks for taking the call. I think this is a great book, and the timing is perfect. I just finished taking a class on Western civilization and how the Protestant Reformation versus was it a revolution or was it a reformation? And it was interesting because all of the things that have been going on here in America for the last 50 to 80 years is a replay of that. The institutions and the corporations and the church fighting over who was going to dominate the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that came, and this is all during the 15th, 16th, 17th centuries, and out of that the rise of producing armaments and the military complex, classism, the misuse of religion, exercising doctrines of power.
Yep.
And then, but what countered that was that at the same time, education was starting to come about. That's when the printing press was created, and the peasants and the rest of the people, the average person, started to learn and understand why brotherhood and fellowship and things like community and all those things were important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and if you're a religious person, you know the doctrines that are in the Bible,
mm-hmm.
the concept of dominion and authority over our own hearts is what made the Constitution so powerful. Because
and Bill, you've got a lot to say, and I have no more time for you,
oh,
but
please.
I thank you for calling today. Well,
yeah,
you correctly stated that the news is coming up next. If you're on the line, hold on. We'll get you a copy of the book. It's The True Patriot. My thanks to Eric Liu and Nick Hanauer. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Great to be with you, Peter.
All right. Talk to you again.
Bye.
Coming up next, music producer David Rubinson is here, but not to talk about Santana or the Pointer Sisters. He wants to stop loss the Congress. I'm Peter B. Collins. We're talking again with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, I just gave you a nice little chocolate raspberry treat. Can I drink wine and eat chocolate at the same time? Is there a rule against that? Is there a law in France that says I can't?
No, to the contrary, my girlfriends and I sometimes get together and have a treat of chocolate with one absolutely scrumptious wine that we have, which is called Cartagène, which is, again, something that people make in the south of France, pretty much for the family. It's a treat, and they pull it out when you go visit them. You know how farmers are and people are close to the land, and they pull out the thing that they've made and they've kept in their cellar, and the foie gras and the special sausage and all this, and they sit around and they share this little treat with them. It's like communion.
Find out more about organic wines at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. Order by phone toll-free at 888-ECO-WINE. Mention Peter B.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hillary Clinton looks beyond tomorrow's primaries.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Crude oil surges again.
We have gone through the all-time, a record high.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. A crowd in Beaumont, Texas cheered Hillary Clinton at a rally today, and Clinton says she's cheered by the way her campaign's been going in the last few days.
I believe that we're going to do well tomorrow, and I believe that that's going to be a very significant message to the country. And then we move on to Pennsylvania and the states still ahead.
The Clinton campaign's chief spokesman predicts they'll be successful tomorrow in Texas, Ohio, Vermont, and Rhode Island. But polls show they're in a very tight race with Barack Obama. One of his stops today was San Antonio, where he talked to veterans about their issues.
Over the last few years, we have not always kept the sacred trust that we owe to our veterans. We are not serving our troops and our veterans as well as they have served us.
Obama told reporters today that it was a boneheaded move when he got involved in a real estate deal with Chicago businessman Tony Rezko. Rezko went on trial today on political corruption charges unrelated to his relationship with Obama. While the Democrats battle over who's better qualified to handle a crisis, Republican John McCain says he'd be better than either of them.
I look forward to having that debate as to who's most qualified in the event of a national crisis and the phone ringing at 3 a.m. in the White House.
Mike Huckabee presses on. He campaigned today in Dallas.
Now, if you're not going to vote for me, or you know someone who says, I will not vote for Huckabee, do not let them out of their house tomorrow.
Now this.
So, when do you think we can start drywalling?
Well, once we lay down these nagging paycheck calculations, we can put up those payroll deductions and start pouring the tax limits.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why so many businesses nationwide rely on QuickBooks Payroll to easily handle creating paychecks, calculating payroll deductions, and preparing tax filings, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a contractor.
For over 10 years.
QuickBooks Payroll. Get back to business. Learn more at quickbooks.com/payroll.
My name is Sandra, and I shop at Walmart. I'm currently taking 5 different medications.
My name is Amanda, and I'm a pharmacist here at Walmart. I know Sandra personally, and when our $4 program came out, she was able to get a whole month's generic prescription for $4.
The pharmacy at Walmart offers more than 300 generic prescriptions for $4. Each $4 prescription is for up to a 30-day supply of commonly prescribed dosages. See Walmart.com for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Crude oil rose to a new high today, nearly $104 a barrel, before settling back to close at $102.45. Analyst Phil Flynn says it won't be pretty at the pump.
Consumers are going to get squeezed even more. Even though they've been conserving gas, the prices continue to go higher. It's not supposed to work that way, but in the strange world that we're living in, that's exactly what's happening.
I'm Dan Revive. The president of Shell Oil Company, John Hoffmeister, says we're suffering a boomerang because energy was so cheap in the 1990s.
Companies stopped investing because the oil price was so low they couldn't get a return on the investment.
Part of his argument that the U.S. government should permit more exploration along America's coastlines. Hoffmeister contends oil companies are very careful with the environment. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Surging oil prices weren't the only discouraging economic news. The Commerce Department says construction spending fell 1.7% in January, the biggest monthly drop in 14 years. And the Institute for Supply Management reports a downturn in manufacturing. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has details.
Though it was better than what many economists predicted, today's manufacturing report isn't good. The index measured its lowest level in 5 years. Readings above 50 mean the economy is expanding. The new figure is 48.3. Manufacturing is contracting. That means less product is being made and there are fewer jobs. Industries slowing down include furniture, chemicals, and clothing.
It was lunchtime when a man wearing a jacket and tie walked into a Wendy's in West Palm Beach, Florida, went to the men's room, and came out shooting. One customer was killed, five other people wounded before the silent gunman took his own life. Alex Zudeda of CBS television affiliate WPEC reports there was panic.
We've spoken to a couple of witnesses that were out here when the shooting happened. They saw the commotion. They said a man walked into the Wendy's and opened fire. They said, some of them said that they heard about 15 to 18 gunshots, and that's when everybody started running out of the Wendy's. One witness even recalled seeing a woman run out of the Wendy's with her child in her arms, frantically yelling for help.
Customers of the drive-up abandoned their cars with the motors running. The man killed was a Palm Beach County fire lieutenant who just picked up lunch with his wife and child. As they waited outside, he went back in because the toy was missing from the kids' meal. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Hey, this is Michael Walter, here to let you know the Napa Hat Swap is back and going on now at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Take one of your old hats into a Napa store near you and get a 2008 Napa racing hat free with any purchase. You'll end up with a great part and a great hat that's perfect for whatever the weekend has in store, whether you're watching my car or working on yours. The Hat Swap going on now at Napa. Limit one per customer. Good only while supplies last. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
You know, a wise man once said, success is easy. Do the right thing the right way at the right time. Simple, right? Of course, small business owners will tell you that finding time is what makes it tough. That's why more small business owners turn to Visa Business. It has multiple payment options like credit and debit that are accepted at millions of locations worldwide. And it helps reduce paperwork by tracking your finances. To see more ways Visa can help, go to visa.com/small business. Business takes Visa.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Later this hour, former CBS radio reporter Terry Phillips will join us. Did you know there were riots in Armenia over the weekend? And do you know why? Because the populace felt an election had been stolen. There were riots from January until about a week ago in Kenya because an election had been stolen. And the Orange Revolution, supported by that global leader for fair elections, George W. Bush, caused the Ukraine to rerun its election. We'll talk with Terry about Armenia coming up later this hour. But first, a call to action. David Rubinson joins us, super producer who put San Francisco on the map as a music center in the late 60s, 1970s with the Automat, where Carlos Santana recorded. You also worked with the Pointer Sisters and many other great musical acts over the years. But that's not why you're here today, David. Welcome anyway.
Thank you for having me here.
Maybe we'll ask you to come back sometime and just reminisce about rock and roll and some of the great sessions that you had at the Automat.
Better get me quick while I can still remember.
But there is more pressing business.
When you put that record on, I remembered it right away. I mean,
Wow,
it really brings back some memories.
Well, that sound, whenever I hear just that opening
Europa, that chord. Song is called Europa, yeah.
Yeah, Earth's Cry, Heaven's Smile.
Yes. Don't ask me what year it was, though. I know what key it's in, but I can't remember the year.
Well, it would have been after Abraxas.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So it would have been
this was late 70s.
Yeah, but I won't try to put a year on it.
I produced, I went to the studio with Carlos in 1969 and to do the very, very first recordings.
Yeah.
And then we didn't work together for a while, and then we did about four or five albums together in the 70s.
Well, please don't disclose our actual location, but Carlos Santana's studio is about four blocks from here.
Yes.
Michael Carabello, who is one of the original drummers.
He wasn't actually.
Yeah. He was a percussionist.
But he was the second conga player. The first one was somebody different. So the original recording had a different conga player, and then Mike joined after that.
Yeah, he loiters in this neighborhood.
Don't we all?
So there is quite a bit of action. But I want to talk to you about the stop-loss orders that are going to be issued to members of Congress next week. And this appears to be round one of the efforts to bring attention to the fifth anniversary of Bush's illegal war and continuing occupation of Iraq. And stop loss is a term that comes out of the military, and many of our reservists, National Guard members, and regular duty service members have been subjected to this, where it's time for them to come home, they're packed, they're ready to go, they've called their families, and, you know, we're going to be there. And some of the heartbreaks have occurred that close to departure time. Where they're
Oh, no, they get home. They get home.
Yeah.
The guys get home, they do their first tour, they pack up, they come home, they see their babies for the first time in their lives. They're lying on the sofa and knock on the door and they say, you have been involuntarily extended.
Yeah.
And what are you talking about? I did my years, I did my tour. Some of them are back for the fourth tour.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, just completely outrageous. But what we're doing, just let me comment on one thing. It's not Bush's war, it's our war. Everybody who's listening who hasn't done anything to stop it or hasn't stopped it, it's our war.
All right.
It's not Bush. It's not mm-hmm. the Republicans. It's not them. It's us. And we have to take personal responsibility for everything that's been happening. Even if we've been as active as some of us have been, it hasn't changed. So what we're going to Washington to do is not so much commemorate the anniversary, but it's our belief that Congress works for us. The government works for us. We don't work for them. They leave when we tell them. They stay when we tell them. They're supposed to do what we tell them. They're going on vacation next week. While thousands of innocent people are getting burned and killed and wounded, while involuntarily extended soldiers are being sent back for their third and fourth tour to be maimed and worse, and they're going on vacation to roll Easter eggs with their families, and we think that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time as we're going to be in Washington telling Congress that they can't go, we're telling them, we're stop-lossing you, Congress. We're telling you what you have the nerve to tell our troops. You have been involuntarily extended. You will stay in your offices. We will not allow you to leave. You will have to sit there. Right after our action, which is March 10, 11, 12, the Iraq Veterans Against the War having a fantastic action, which they call Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
which is named after the Tom Paine poem, Winter Soldier, Summer Patriots, and so forth. And they're redoing what we did. I hate to say I was there, and I wasn't even young then, but that was 1971. And the Winter Soldier, there were two Winter Soldier testimonies in the United States, which caused enormous reaction among the people. And a week later, a million people came to Washington. And so they're doing winter soldier testimony of active duty soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan
mm-hmm.
who are testifying to the atrocities and exactly what's going on. These are not conspiracy theorists. These are people who are there, and a lot of them who are still active duty. And they are risking a lot to testify. Congress is going home. They don't want to face the truth. They don't want to hear it. And we're going there to tell them, no, you don't go home. You're coming to hear the testimony. And frankly, we are not going to let you go home. We mm-hmm. are going to make sure that you stay. We're stop-lossing you. You have no choice.
David Rubinson with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. I want to direct you to the website stop-losscongress.org. It's stop-losscongress, all one word run together. stop-losscongress.org. And there you can sign a petition. And the petition drive will ultimately lead to the delivery of these messages next week in Washington. I want to open up the phones right now and invite you to call in at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Let me know what you think of this concept and how you are prepared to support it. Maybe you have some ideas about going to your own Congress member's office during the Easter break and saying, didn't you get the stop-loss message? What the hell are you doing here in the district? There are a lot of ways that you can participate. Bring your ideas forward right now. 888-5-PETER-B. That's our toll-free number. So, David, give us a sense of the scope of this. Who's organizing it? And just how many people will descend to deliver this message on the Capitol?
Well, actually, the entire action is going to take 2 weeks. Our action is a small part of it. The wonderful thing about this is that spring break starts on March 7th for many colleges and universities. And for the 2 weeks between March 7th and March 23rd, students usually go away or they go to the sun or they hang out, and we are encouraging them through a fantastic group of people called Our Spring Break to come to Washington and work and do this, not go to the
Daytona Beach.
You know, whatever, wherever they go. That,
Don't show up in a Girls Gone Wild video this year.
No.
You can do that next year.
Better not. If we see you. So we want everyone to show up and all the students to show up. And they are. They're coming en masse. We're getting a tremendous reaction. And they'll be arriving starting March 7th. All the student organizations are really leading our action. SDS, Student Answer, and people like that, and our spring break. And so March 7th, they're arriving. And where our action is March 10th, 11th, and 12th, with the major civil resistance on the 12th. Then Winter Soldier starts on the 13th through the 16th. And then the actions continue because on the 17th, 18th, and 19th, Code Pink and United for Peace and Justice are doing a lot of actions, culminating on a mass group of actions in D.C. on the 19th of March. Our coalition is 47 organizations. It's a very grassroots thing. It's not top-down. This is not something where a big organization announces something and everybody falls into line. We've really gone way down in the grassroots. We have all kinds of different organizations joining us. Students, the Iraq Veterans Against the War, Veterans for Peace, Cindy Sheehan's people from Camp Casey, all kinds of different groups have joined us. And we expect thousands and thousands of people to descend on D.C. starting with the 7th of March. Our action itself is we're serving the stop-loss notice, the stop-loss order on Congress to every Congress member on the 10th and 11th of March. And then the 12th, we're performing civil resistance, which is to say we are going to enforce those orders. We're not going to let them just turn their backs on the veterans' testimony. We're not going to let them go home for Easter. We are going to aggressively and nonviolently make sure that they comply with the people's order to stay in their jobs.
Well, seal off the parking garages.
That's exactly what we've talked about.
Because they have all those inner catwalks and elevators and all that stuff, but it's pretty easy to identify the locations of the exits of the congressional parking underground garages there at the Capitol, and that's the place where you can hem them in.
Now, why didn't we think of that?
Something tells me you may have already.
We may have considered that, yes.
David Rubinson is with me here. We're going to take a break. And I would like to invite listeners from Sacramento, from Eureka, from Monterey to call in and tell us about Winter Soldier events. I know we had one in Santa Cruz last Thursday. And also, any other events that you have planned related to this time period from the roughly the 7th through the 17th. And we can coordinate these or at least draw attention to them. So give us a call if you're active and you have plans like that. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number. That's 888-573-8372. We're going to take a quick break and return here.
Those who start wars, never fight them. Those who fight wars, I never like them. Those who write laws.
Visit the website and sign the petition, stop-losscongress.org. We'll continue with David Rubinson. Go to the phones in just a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
We live and die them, but I know they're never going to tell you why.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
They only want to tell you why I know. They only want to tell you lies, no. Never ever going to tell you why I know. They only want to tell you lies. It's time. It's time to go home to take our balls.
Let me welcome you, Planet Cruise.
This
Friday, March 7th, it's an all-new Planet Cruise Comedy Hour with me, Richard Stockton.
The next time you need legal help, just drive by Lumberman's Hardware, point to the attorneys you want, and tell them to get in the back of your truck.
Along with comedian Mickey Joseph, Chris Magyar with the weird news from Planet Cruise. Comedian Johnny Steele.
If you ever looked at a map, Florida is divided into two time zones, right? 1938 and 1952.
Ukulele Dick. The great Morgani. Dr. Rupert Opie. All the outpatient players.
Let the players out!
Larry Hosford. Al Frisbee. All comedically capturing the spirit of Santa Cruz. And this is an all-new show, so get your tickets early.
Ooh, save $5!
At Streetlight Records and Gateway's Books.
I didn't see it! Is that all right?
That's this Friday, March 7th, 8 p.m. in Santa Cruz at the Columba.
Planet Cruise.
You can laugh your glutes off.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast. And I'm inviting you to join me Sundays to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon, and we'll make the morning last. Right here on KRXA 540.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Chinese food prepared to order every day. Make this the year you become personally acquainted with the May family and Jim's Restaurant at 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.50 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering, too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA and busy as we get things started today. Scotts Valley southbound 17 before Mount Hermon Road. An earlier accident vehicle overturned and landed upright off to the right-hand shoulder. Minor injuries there. That should be in the final clearing stages. For Hollister, westbound 156 at Union Road. An accident. A car and a school bus. They're both off to the side. No children aboard that school bus, and CHP is on the scene. For Marina, heads up northbound Highway 1 before 1st Avenue. Three large metal pipes in the middle lanes there. Also northbound 1 at Munris Avenue. We have an exhaust pipe in the right-hand lane. First reports of an accident, SoCal San Jose Road at O'Neill Lane. No details, but Sheriff's Department is already on the scene. For Monterey County, Highway 1 at the Andrew Molera State Park, getting reports of a motorcycle down. They do have paramedics on the way, and heads up northbound 101 before Chular. We have a fire hose that's in one of the lanes there. This report is brought to you by the California Public Utilities Commission. Call CalPhone Info at 1-800-818-5009 for free information to help you get smarter about telephone services provided by the California Public Utilities Commission. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 23 minutes after the hour, and music producer David Rubinson's with us, inviting you to participate in actions to stop loss to Congress. That's Neil Young from Living with War. It's called Shock and Awe. Haven't we had enough of that? David Rubinson, thanks for being here today. And again, I want people to sign the petition at stop-losscongress.org. And this is the concept of issuing a notice to the Congress that they can't go home until our troops come home. And it's going to be an interesting set of actions that we just discussed during the break. I'll be originating live from Washington on Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, the 17th through the 19th. So we'll definitely connect there and see how your actions are progressing. Dave in Eureka, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter. We're going to be having our annual peace march on the 15th. Somebody's going to be on the 17th and 19th and whatnot, but here it's going to be on the 15th. We're going to form at the Municipal Auditorium. I believe that's about 10th and F.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go across town to the gazebo, and we'll have speakers at both ends and on banners. And I understand that this particular march has the highest per capita turnout of any in the country. We're not that big an area, but we have pretty good numbers for the size of our county.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks for bringing that to our attention, Dave, and thanks, as always, for your activism.
Thank you, Peter.
I appreciate it. Now we have Jerry in Sacramento listening to KSAC. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hi, Dave, and Peter B.
Hi.
You know, with the track record of the Congress getting us into the war in Iraq and then the failure to stop financing of it, I'm just wondering why we just don't say, let them go home and stay home. That way they won't get into any more mischief.
Well,
maybe
Jerry,
focus our energies on reforming the electoral system, getting some new bodies in there, instead of reelecting the same tired old Congress people year after year.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate the thought, and we do recognize that irony was outlawed after 9/11. But I would say that David and all the people involved in this effort are trying to get them to do the job that we sent them there to do the job that voters instructed them to do in November of 2006. And we haven't seen that work completed. And you may have noticed that the Democratic leadership is soft-pedaling the war in Iraq this year. Sure, Harry Reid went in last week and tried to get some debate going on the next funding bill, but he got shot down, and he doesn't appear to have much more fight left in him. And on the House side, I haven't even heard David Obey or others once again suggest that they will not, you know, authorize another dime for the occupation of Iraq. And so the Democrats seem content to just let the election year run and to, in some ways, soak up the benefits of the war in political terms, hoping that more Democrats than Republicans will be elected this fall. David, your comment?
Well, first of all, I appreciate the insight of the caller. What we're trying to do there is to exert our will over the people in Congress, even if it's for 15 minutes. Even if it's a half an hour, we must reestablish who is in charge and who is not. And if we can keep them from leaving when they want to leave and have the feeling for once in the last 10 years that they don't run it, we run it, I think that will be a step forward. What we're trying to say is you do not go home when you decide to go home. You decide to go home to see your families. You decide to go home so you don't have to hear the truth. We will tell you when your job is done. And if it's only a half an hour where they're sitting and stewing because they can't get to the airport, then that will be something that we can accomplish. Because right now, they are operating totally outside the will of the people. And they don't even have the slightest concern for what the people say. It never even comes up. And what we're trying to do is say, you stay when we tell you to stay. So I think that's an important thing. But I do agree with one thing. No more begging Congress. No more petitioning Congress. No more emails. No more telephone calls. We have to physically show up, put our bodies on the line, and tell them what to do because they work for us.
Jerry, thanks for your call today.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. David, we just have about 30 seconds. I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to direct people again to stop-losscongress.org. There's full information on this action. You can sign the petition. But I do agree with your point. We've done petitions. We've marched in the streets. We've called. We've faxed. We've emailed. And now it is time to take action, and as you say, with our bodies. And I hope that it has the desired effect. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for this. This is great.
Good to see you. We'll talk again. We're going to take a break and return and talk about the actions in Armenia, setting an example for Americans. Radio newsman Terry Phillips used to work for CBS. He'll join us after the break here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Must Win Tuesday. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're now told that tomorrow's primaries in Ohio and Texas will determine who gets the Democratic nomination. Unless, of course, they don't. And look at this. The latest battleground is NAFTA, the trade agreement. But wait a minute. Do Obama and Clinton disagree on NAFTA?
I will make sure that we renegotiate in the same way that Senator Clinton talked about. And I think, actually, Senator Clinton's answer on this one is right.
No, they both agree that NAFTA is bad. But wait. Wasn't NAFTA passed during the Bill Clinton administration? Hillary seemed to like it just fine back then. And in 2004, Barack Obama said the United States benefits, quote, enormously from NAFTA. So why do the Democratic candidates suddenly hate NAFTA so much? Well, the latest polls show that 59% of Ohio voters blame NAFTA for the 200,000 jobs Ohio has lost in the last 8 years. That could make any politician hate NAFTA the moment they cross the Ohio state line. Ohioans think NAFTA kills jobs even though Ohio's biggest foreign customers are Canada and Mexico. But that's how this game works. First, jobs start disappearing, usually because a company is making a product that nobody wants or a competitor makes it cheaper. Then campaign ads appear saying, it's free trade that killed your jobs. People start believing free trade killed their jobs. They tell politicians to stop the free trade. Politicians stop the free trade, which kills the jobs that depended on the free trade. And then some other politician gets a brilliant idea. Let's pass a free trade bill and create jobs. Everybody wonders why Russia doesn't want a democracy. Now this.
Welcome to Chapman's Cheeses.
Yes, what do you recommend today?
Well, there's a special on forgotten expenses and disorganized sales figures. But I highly recommend the lingering invoicing. Very well aged.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily deal with routine chores, like tracking sales, organizing expenses, and creating invoices, so you can get back to what you do best.
This is a cheese shop, isn't it?
Yeah.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Go ahead. Take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system, your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Beyond Wheat Artisan Bakery, right here in Monterey, brings you sugar-free and gluten-free muffins and cakes that are all natural, with organic ingredients and loaded with super grain nutrition. Find Beyond Wheat at Whole Foods Market in Monterey and Cornucopia Community Market in Carmel. Be sure to try Beyond Wheat for a truly special treat, created to keep you happy and totally guilt-free. You'll be so glad you did.
Hey, this is Larry from Acme Coffee, and if, like me, you own a business and are tired of waiting through aggressive sales reps pushing you to advertise on mediocre network TV stations or stale radio broadcasters, contact KRXA 540 sales manager Larry Rathall at 394-5792. AM 540's committed listener base will help you grow your business. I know, because they're helping me grow mine. Call Larry at 394-KRXA.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. a personal thrill to have David Rubinson right here in the studio. He produced so many great recordings over the years with incredible artists. And his activism and patriotism are undiminished. Now we shift gears and talk about activism in Armenia. In Armenia, over the weekend, the capital city of Yerevan was placed under a 20-day state of emergency following a day of violence between police and demonstrators who say the February 19th election was won fraudulently by Prime Minister Serge Sarkisian. Police fired warning shots, tear gas to disperse thousands of demonstrators Saturday after using clubs earlier in the day to break up a tent camp where hundreds of protesters had stayed for more than a week. Terry Phillips joins me to add some color and dimension to this story. He served as a foreign correspondent for CBS Radio and was in what they called the Soviet Union at the time it crumbled. He's also the author of a book based on the 1933 assassination of the Armenian Archbishop of New York City called Murder at the Altar. Terry, great to talk to you again.
Always nice to talk to you, Peter B. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and it's great to reconnect with you and to have a source to give me more information about what's going on in Armenia. And I have noted this in a slightly different context, that I'm one of those people who's very concerned about free and fair elections in my country. And I am disappointed that after Ohio in 2004, there was barely a whimper from the American public. And just a few weeks after that, exit polls clearly showed that the election had been manipulated in the Ukraine. And even George W. Bush recognized that and demanded a rerun of that election, which actually occurred. More recently, in Kenya, there has been protesting that led to violence over the course of several months, and former UN chief Kofi Annan went in and finally was able to broker a power-sharing agreement that hopefully will resolve that dispute. And so on the one hand, I applaud the Armenians for getting active, protesting, and showing their opposition to what they believe was a stolen election. I think that's an example for Americans. On the other hand, I don't really know the full story here and whether or not this was a stolen election. So first and foremost, can you shed any light on those allegations?
Well, I would like to say, being of having some Armenian roots myself, I'd like to say that life in Armenia is moving in a positive direction and that there's democracy flourishing and hope after having spent all those decades as part of the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, the reality is quite the opposite. Armenia is not a democracy. Armenia hasn't been a democracy really since it left the USSR. It's been ruled by a combination of military strongmen and organized criminals who had formerly held positions of government power. And not very much happens in Armenia without the permission of what they call the mafia. So whether there was any chance of having a free and fair election in Armenia, the people who are in power were absolutely going to retain power. There was never any hope that this would be a free and fair election if that meant overthrowing the current regime.
Now, typically in these former Soviet republics, the people who were political leaders in this day had some connection to the strongmen of the past, or were even part of the government in the past. What's the brief thumbnail history of Serge Sarkisian?
Well, he's a pal of the president, present president, Kocharyan, in much the same way that Vladimir Putin selected his successor, it was pretty clear that Kocharyan was going to make sure that Sarkisian got into power. And they all share very similar roots. They all have these sort of, you know, for lack of a better term, quasi-KGB roots. These are guys who knew how to work the system, how to push people around, how to have others pushing people around to make sure that they and their friends would remain rich and powerful.
Mm-hmm. And was there any break after the Soviet Union came apart? Did Armenia have a brief moment where there were attempts at democracy, or there was some active public participation, or has it been just a pretty, similar to some of the other republics where it's been almost seamless, communists who just kind of left the party and maintained an iron grip on power?
Yeah, first I should say that there's an old saying that where you have two Armenians, you have three opinions. Armenians love to argue. And unfortunately, there's also this tendency for the argument to become physical and violent. And that's what has happened here today, of course, and that's the connection to my book, Murder at the Altar, which 75 years ago resulted in the same sort of fatal conflict. But the moment after Armenia separated from the Soviet Union, they had a new president. His name is Levonter Petrosyan, and he was a communist, but he was an intellectual, very smart man. I met him and spent a bit of time with him. And he was the victim of his own intellect, because he allowed great public dissent, and when people took to the streets, his opponents took to the streets, he couldn't muster the physical force he needed to maintain national sovereignty, and he was thrown out of office. But I don't know that you'd call it democracy. It was maybe more along the lines of anarchy than anything else.
Huh. And Ter Petrosyan was the loser in this election that people believe was stolen. So what was he doing in between? Was he, say, a university professor or
he
just
was,
a...
He was writing. I think he did do a bit of teaching, but he's a writer. He was not, as far as I knew, the last time I spoke to him, he was not planning on a return to politics. But I think because there was so much dissatisfaction with the current regime, he was pushed to return to power. He reminds me a lot of Václav Havel, the Czech president, who was, as you know, a playwright and not mm-hmm. not a politician, but who was propelled into power. And not because he was not a politician, not really ready to hold the reins of power, and didn't manage to run the country very well. Luckily, in the case of the Czech Republic, there were a lot of smart bureaucrats around him and mostly honest people who kept the country on a pretty even keel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case in Armenia, where it is more of a kleptocracy than anything else.
Well, and so far, according to the Associated Press, 7 civilians and 1 police officer or military officer have been killed. At least 131 protesters and troops have been wounded so far. And Levonter Petrosyan was being prevented from leaving his residence, so it's Pakistani house arrest. And no charges have been filed against him, but he has called on his supporters to go home and refrain from further protests while this 20-day state of emergency remains in effect.
The government says now that there are 8 people dead. People I've spoken to in Armenia tell me the number could be 2 or 3 times that. It's not hundreds, but it's probably greater than a handful.
Mm-hmm.
The government also denies that Ter Petrosyan is under house arrest, but so far he has not been seen on the streets since these protests began.
And is the action limited to Yerevan, Terry? Do you know?
Yeah, for the most part. You know, outside of Yerevan, there are a lot of villages. There are a few other sizable towns, but I don't have any news outside of Yerevan where communications are sketchy at best, even now. They don't have very much in the way of infrastructure. And the numbers that we often get are based on conjecture. Even the population of the country is uncertain. It's been estimated there are anywhere from 3 to 3.5 million people living in Armenia, but the real number could be considerably smaller than that.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of exodus from Armenia because of the poverty.
Terry Phillips is with us. He used to be a CBS radio correspondent. He was there in Moscow when the Soviet Union crumbled, and he has reported from many foreign locations. His new book is out, and it's called Murder at the Altar. Now, tell us of the significance of this event 75 years ago, Terry, in terms of Armenian history and current affairs.
I see some fascinating parallels, Peter. There was a conflict going on, a political conflict, among Armenians, mostly in this country, but elsewhere as well. And the question was, at that time, should Armenia be part of the Soviet Union or not? And there was an independence movement to create an independent state. Actually, there had been briefly an independent Armenia for almost 2 years, and then the Soviet Union sort of absorbed them into the Transcaucasus region. And then this independence movement tried to get the Armenian church, headquartered in Armenia, to support their independence movement. But church leaders didn't feel they had the ability to do that. They existed at the desires of the central government in Moscow, at the Kremlin, mm-hmm. let them exist at all. So they tried to remain neutral, and just as George W. Bush might say, you're either with us or you're against us, the pro-revolutionary party wanted the archbishop in the United States, in New York City, to support them, and he refused. He said he was going to stay neutral. Now, there was a trial, and there were convictions, but for the last 75 years, there has been some question about who really did it and why, and thereupon hangs the tale of my book, Murder at the Altar.
And the suspects include, we can leave Paris Hilton out.
we can leave her out. They included 9 members of this revolutionary party, this Tashnag party, that had been in power in Armenia after Armenia became free of the Turkish Ottoman Empire. And you will recall that there was a horrific genocide. Almost 1.5 million Armenians were killed
right.
in 1915. Following that, there was a very brief period of independence, and people from this Tashnag party were in charge. Then the Bolshevik Revolution happened, and the Tashnags were put into exile and tried to recreate their government. And 75 years later, they got what they wanted, but mm-hmm. in the wake of terrible violence.
Now, you referenced the breakup of the Ottoman Empire, the atrocities, genocide, many say, and I have no reason to dispute that. But it did stun me, Terry Phillips, this past year, and it was the late Tom Lantos who carried the legislation for a resolution by our Congress decrying the Armenian genocide. And this was rebuffed through political efforts that came from the Turkish government. And I'm just curious what your position is on that resolution and why the Turks, it's not even possible that any of the leaders of that government were alive at the time of the genocide, and yet they seem to take this in a very personal, present-day way.
Sure. Well, Peter, first let me say that there is no less question about the veracity of what happened in Turkey in 1915 than there is about what happened to Jews during Nazi Germany. The overwhelming body of historical evidence from that time and through the years is that what happened was a genocide, a deliberate attempt by the Turkish Ottoman government to eradicate its Armenian population. And every Armenian you can meet has someone in his family who died as a result of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also am unaware of any country that has not lost a war that wasn't forced to do so, which has admitted being responsible for genocide. We certainly have never done it. We've never officially apologized for the extermination of American Indians or African slaves. And I don't know of any other country that has, except for Germany, which was forced to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a tricky problem here, because as long as there is an adversarial relationship between the United States and Russia, there will always be a tendency among American leaders to keep a friendly relationship with Turkey. And we consider, the United States considers Turkey to be an ally in as much as it gives us access to the Russian border. There's also this coincidental conflict going on in Iraq, but that doesn't really seem to be all that relevant today. Turkey hasn't been particularly helpful to the American war effort.
Well, but they did announce that they're withdrawing their ground troops from the Kurdish area of northern Iraq And that came as a bit of a surprise because the Bush administration was asking them to, and they appeared to be saying, well, when we get around to it, we will. But they went in and out pretty quickly last week.
Yeah, I don't want to say that the timing was necessarily because of American pressure. It certainly looks that way. But at the end of the day, the United States is not going to pass a resolution condemning Turkey. This is not the first time that such a resolution has been presented in the Congress. And even under the Clinton administration, where there were promises made during the campaign at the last minute, Clinton's Secretary of State persuaded congressional leaders to withdraw the resolution, and I don't see it changing.
We're going to take a break and return. Terry Phillips is with us. You can check out his book. It's called Murder at the Altar, about an Armenian archbishop in New York City who was assassinated. And we'll continue talking about the situation in Armenia. If you've got a question or comment, this is the perfect time for it. 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372, The Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA and busy as we get things started today. Scotts Valley southbound 17 before Mount Hermon Road. An earlier accident. Vehicle overturned and landed upright off to the right-hand shoulder. Minor injuries there. That should be in the final clearing stages. For Hollister, westbound 156 at Union Road. An accident. A car and a school bus. They're both off to the side. No children aboard that school bus, and CHP is on the scene. For Marina, heads up northbound Highway 1 before 1st Avenue. Three large metal pipes in the middle lanes there. Also northbound 1 at Munris Avenue. We have an exhaust pipe in the right-hand lane. First reports of an accident, SoCal San Jose Road at O'Neill Lane. No details, but Sheriff's Department is already on the scene. For Monterey County, Highway 1 at the Andrew Molera State Park, getting reports of a motorcycle down. They do have paramedics on the way, and heads up northbound 101 before Chular. We have a fire hose that's in one of the lanes there. This report is brought to you by the California Public Utilities Commission. Call CalPhone Info at 1-800-818-5009 for free information to help you get smarter about telephone services provided by the California Public Utilities Commission. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand Avenue is your one stop on the Monterey Peninsula for fine wines, liquors, and beers at very reasonable prices. Let PG Liquors knowledgeable owner J.R. Medina and his son-in-law Chad help you choose the ideal Monterey regional or imported wine for any occasion, from an intimate dinner with that special someone to a formal affair with dozens or even hundreds of guests. If you're looking for distilled spirits, PG Liquors specializes in the finest blue agave tequilas, single malt and blended scotches, and top-shelf vodkas, including Northern California's own Hangar One. Beer lovers from Carmel to Marina, beat a path to PG Liquors, which boasts hundreds of handcrafted ales, lagers, stouts, porters, as well as all the big names. Make Pacific Grove Liquors at 229 Grand, just above Lighthouse, the outlet for all of your beverage needs.
PG Liquors reminds you to always drink responsibly.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Be free, listen people, listen, that's the way it should be. Deep in the valley, people got to be free.
Yeah, in Armenia even. We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, brought to you in part by the Organic Wine Company. You love organic fruits and vegetables, so try organic wines, too. Log on to EcoWine.com or call Veronique right now at 888-ECO-WINE. We continue with newsman Terry Phillips. He's the author of a new book called Murder at the Altar, about a case 75 years ago of an Armenian archbishop assassinated in New York City. And we're talking about the recent events in Armenia, where troops are patrolling the capital city streets. A 20-day state of emergency has been declared, and as many as 15,000 protesters were on the streets over the weekend. This is a result of an election that people didn't believe the outcome, and it's a very interesting situation there. Terry, we've got John on the line from Carmel Valley, and I do want to just pause here for a moment to recognize that Terry Phillips was the very first news anchor on KRXA when we took the station over in the summer of 2005, and I thank you for parachuting in to do that, Terry.
It was my pleasure. It was a lot of fun, and I was glad to help.
John in Carmel Valley, you're up. Go ahead.
National Geographic did an article back in the early 90s about Georgia, just above Armenia, when it had just after it had become independent, because didn't all those former SSR republics, they've all seceded and they're all independent and they all did it about the same time, right?
That's right, John. And in fact, I was in Georgia when they broke away. I spent time with their president, Zviad Gamsakhurdia. I was with him in his bunker when protesters attacked the Georgian Parliament building and
burned it.
And then he fled the country, and he either committed suicide or was assassinated, depending on whose version you believe. But yeah, you're
so
right.
They went through something very similar to what's happening now in Armenia, right?
Very similar. It has also happened in I was in Romania after the Berlin Wall came down, and it, you know, the same kind of passions and maybe some inexperience with the system, but for sure people who are so frustrated that they don't know what else to do find themselves taking up arms and in some cases killing innocent people in the name of democracy.
Well, one of the things I would say this, if they can get their acts together, and has Georgia now gotten a fairly stable, I've lost track, where are
they've been having a lot of trouble there.
Okay, they too are still having instability.
Well, there's also interference alleged from Moscow, right, Terry?
Yeah, well, that's another part of the problem. Some people from Armenia told me that Russia doesn't want to do anything but cause trouble for those countries because she feels the same way toward them as she does toward Chechnya.
Russia refers to these countries in the Caucasus as part of their near abroad. They consider it part of their sphere of influence. They also consider these countries to be a buffer zone between them and the Arab world, or between Russia and the Far East. But Russia has also played, even back in the Stalin years, a hand in maintaining instability. Look at the relationship between Armenia and its neighbor Azerbaijan, where there's an ethnic Armenian enclave within the official borders of Azerbaijan, a place called Nagorno-Karabakh, which has broken away, but which no country on earth, including Armenia, by the way, no country recognizes as independent. But
yeah,
it should have been part of Armenia. It was part of Armenia, according to Armenians, and the Russians, Stalin, redrew the line to keep this unstable.
Well, if they got stability, it's an extremely scenic and beautiful part of the world. That's where someone I read described the Caucasus, which runs right across that peninsula between the Black Sea and the Caspian, as a 4,000-foot higher version of the Alps. And that's what it is. It's an incredible, beautiful range of mountains. And then right in Yerevan, you can see across in Turkey Mount Ararat, which is like a bigger version of Mount Rainier, a big volcanic peak there, the one they claim their pieces are part of the arc up on there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a tourist place if it ever got stable enough.
Yeah, good point, John, and it's also rich in natural resources. There is, as you know, in Azerbaijan and the Caspian Sea, there's a lot of oil that all the great powers have been interested in since the First World War, when the Baku oil fields were a target of the military.
John, thank you for a great call. Terry, just in about 20 seconds, has the U.S. responded, and which side are we taking?
We are playing a non-negotiating role. We've sent a diplomat in to help people talk to each other, but we're not mediating. The Europeans are there, and they're more participatory. And we're mostly waiting and watching to see what happens.
All right. Terry Phillips, thank you for joining us. His new book is Murder at the Altar. Terry, talk to you again.
Thanks, Peter.
My pleasure. Coming up next, the Free Speech Zone. Your calls and comments are welcome. Any topic, any viewpoint from anywhere within the sound of my voice. Grab a line, 888-5-PETER-B. We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company, which offers more than 60 different wines made with certified organic grapes. Veronique, French wines are intimidating for some American consumers. Mm-hmm. How do you help break it down for us?
Don't be intimidated. What is there to be intimidated about? There's nothing too exotic about them. You either like them or you don't like them. You know, it's really simple. You either like Van Gogh or you don't. You either like the Beatles or you don't. You know, wines are really a form of a vibration in a bottle, just like poetry, just like music. And you know the style of music that you like. So maybe you're going to love French wines. And then go for it.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE toll-free. That's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Hillary Clinton's campaign predicts she'll be successful tomorrow, and the candidate says she's just getting warmed up and looking ahead to the primaries beyond. Our coverage begins with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
With her candidacy possibly on the line, Hillary Clinton came to Texas hoping for a Lone Star State victory.
We've got an important primary tomorrow, right here in Texas.
The race here is very close. Many call it up for grabs, and Clinton again put the spotlight on experience and qualifications.
Who would you hire for the toughest job in the world?
And she seemed to come up with a new name for Barack Obama.
You wouldn't pick Dr. Feelgood.
Another apparent reference to Clinton's claims that Obama is more about speeches than solutions. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Houston.
I'm Peter King in San Antonio. Barack Obama wanted to talk veterans issues, but reporters peppered him with questions about indicted developer and campaign donor Tony Rezko.
The notion that we haven't been forthcoming, I would dispute.
The latest involves Rezko having taken Obama on a tour of a house the senator eventually bought.
It's these details that still...
But Mike, that was perfectly consistent with the conversation that we had.
I'm not saying it was inconsistent.
Exactly.
But there are these unexplored details.
Obama hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, though he has said doing business with a campaign donor was boneheaded.
I'm Steve Kathan in Columbus. On the Ohio State University campus, political science professor Michael Neblow says interest in the crucial primary is keen.
They feel like they want to be part of history. It's something that's very motivating. They feel like there's important things at stake.
What's at stake could be the future of Hillary Clinton's campaign. And Junior Maria Tompkins, a Clinton supporter, has made her own calls.
I make sure my family's voting tomorrow and they're voting Clinton too.
One student called the choice between Clinton and Obama a real toughie.
Vermont and Rhode Island also vote tomorrow. Ashley Milton couldn't believe it. She was just walking into a Wendy's in West Palm Beach, Florida, when shooting started.
I seen this man in a suit, and I'm like, oh my God, he has a gun.
The well-dressed man said nothing as he fired a handgun, killing a firefighter who'd stopped in for lunch with his family and wounding five other people before taking his own life. The gunman's been identified as Alburn Edward Blake, 60 years old, no known motive, and apparently no connection to Wendy's. Crude oil prices touched a new high today, $103.95 a barrel. The closing price was just slightly better, $102.45. Weaning Americans from dependence on oil seems a long way off.
We're behind the rest of the world right now.
Ben Schreiber of the group Environment America.
We've been needing to reduce our consumption for years and years and years, and you know, this December we finally did something about fuel economy standards, but it's too little too late, and the American consumers are going to be paying a heavy price for years to come.
The Dow 7 points lower, closing at 12,258. The NASDAQ lost 12 points today. This is CBS News.
At Mercedes-Benz, our affordable certified pre-owned vehicles come with the rich legacy of engineering that is Mercedes-Benz, and a 155-point inspection, roadside assistance, and a one-year warranty up to 100,000 miles. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz retains its integrity because, as a company, we have ours. Stop by your local authorized dealer and ask about the certified pre-owned program by Mercedes-Benz.
See dealer for complete details and warranty and roadside assistance. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles.
So, hon, how do you want your hair done?
Oh, I just want to try something really different.
Okay, well, if we trim your disorganized finances, layer your expenses, and give your late invoicing some body, you'll look just like a movie star.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why millions of businesses rely on QuickBooks software to easily handle routine chores, like organizing finances and tracking expenses, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a stylist, aren't you?
Award-winning.
QuickBooks. Get back to business. Start today at QuickBooks.com.
Lose sleep once in a while, and it's no big deal, but in America, sleep loss is chronic, and it's taking a toll. CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett has the story.
In the past month, have you fallen asleep on the job? About a third of those contacted for a National Sleep Foundation study say they have, or they've felt sleepy enough to nod off. We are more tired, it seems, because work days are getting longer. That alarm now goes off for many Americans at 5:35 in the morning. And we're going till 10:53 at night. Typically, Americans say they get about 6.5 hours of shut-eye every night, and we wish we could hit that snooze button for an extra 40 minutes to be at our best. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Van Halen has postponed 4 concerts this week. Guitarist Eddie Van Halen is undergoing tests for an undisclosed health problem. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
So, when do you think we can start drywalling?
Well, once we lay down these nagging paycheck calculations, we can put up those payroll deductions and start pouring the tax limits.
Is running your business getting in the way of running your business? That's why so many businesses nationwide rely on QuickBooks Payroll to easily handle creating paychecks, calculating payroll deductions, and preparing tax filings, so you can get back to what you do best.
You are a contractor.
For over 10 years.
QuickBooks Payroll. Get back to business. Learn more at QuickBooks.com/payroll.
My name is Sandra, and I shop at Walmart. I'm currently taking 5 different medications.
My name is Amanda, and I'm a pharmacist here at Walmart. I know Sandra personally, and when our $4 program came out, she was able to get a whole month's generic prescription for $4.
The pharmacy at Walmart offers more than 300 generic prescriptions for $4. Each $4 prescription is for up to a 30-day supply at commonly prescribed dosages. See Walmart.com for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Welcome to the Free Speech Zone. The First Amendment, still active, in full effect. So don't hold back. Pick up that fancy cell phone, that iPhone, that BlackBerry, that the Trio, and use it. Lines are open for you, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And you know the rules here, right? There really aren't any. When you call, Katrina will kind of check to see if you're coherent. She'll ask you what you want to talk about, so I have an idea. But you will not be censored for political incorrectness, being off topic, or anything like that. Dial me now, 888-5-PETER-B. And a postscript to our conversation with Terry Phillips about Armenia. There is a website for his book. It's called MurderAtTheAltar.com. You got that? MurderAtTheAltar.com. Tomorrow is a showdown in 4 states. Texas, Ohio, and to a minor extent, Vermont and Rhode Island will go to the polls. It's a Texas two-step. A complicated situation where people vote in the primary and then some go into caucuses. And the distribution of delegate votes is too complicated to talk about on the radio. But I'll say that unless Hillary Clinton has a runaway smashing victory over Obama, She will not be able to use Texas to catch up in her delegate count. And Ohio is now a state where some polls show Obama is neck and neck with Hillary Clinton. Others show that she is maintaining a lead of 7 to 9 points. So it's going to be a very interesting day tomorrow. And the 3 a.m. phone call commercials came out from each campaign. And I haven't actually seen or heard the Obama version. But the one from the Clinton campaign, I think, is a lose-lose-lose commercial. Number one, it embraces the fear-mongering that Bush and Cheney have used to diminishing effect. Number two, it asks a question. Who do you want to answer the phone when it rings at 3 a.m. when there's some emergency in the world? And as a caller to Ed Schultz pointed out earlier today, the phone rings and rings and rings and nobody answers the damn thing. But I believe that by asking that question, the Clinton campaign invites us once again to examine her claims of experience and her claim of superior experience to Barack Obama. And I think it just raises many more questions than it resolves. In particular, if you want to raise questions about Barack Obama's readiness to be commander-in-chief, you shouldn't overlook the fact that in 1992 we elected a governor from Arkansas who had zero international experience. And I remember Ross Perot belittling Bill Clinton, saying, Arkansas doesn't even amount to a company big enough to be a Fortune 500. And so I just think that it does not help them. And thirdly, it created the opening for Barack Obama to link Hillary Clinton and her vote in October of 2002 once again with John McCain and George W. Bush. And that's why, for me, the commercial is a lose-lose-lose from Senator Clinton's side, and I simply think that it shows that they have run out of gas, run out of ideas, and run out of clever ways to challenge Barack Obama. So I'd like to hear your thoughts about that. 888-5-PETER-B. One other issue I'd like to raise. We had a chance to talk about it briefly on Friday's program. You may know that I am deeply offended, in fact sickened, by this NBC Dateline segment that's got spun off into a show of its own called To Catch a Predator. I regard it as simple entrapment. And I know there's some people who rationalize this, saying, oh, it's a good way to proactively get child molesters off the streets. And if you've never seen this, it's hosted by a big, tall guy with huge hair named Chris Hansen. And they set a trap. They set a trap by having a police officer pose as a teenage girl, an underage teenage girl. She's usually 12 to 14. And she has sexual chat online with strangers. And when those strangers offer to come to her house and have sex with her, NBC rolls cameras. And if you've seen this, it's the same every time. This loser guy who's thinking with his crotch comes into the house expecting to see a teenage girl, sometimes brings beer or condoms or sex toys, lubricant. Instead, this loser is met by Chris Hansen, who in my book is a real loser too. And it leads to the inevitable morality play where Chris Hansen shames this guy for having a sexual chat and then acting on his urges and stepping into the trap. And I don't condone the behavior of these men, but I cannot condone the activities of NBC in collusion with some law enforcement agencies. So now there's a $105 million lawsuit. And this is a really sad, sad case. A prosecutor in Dallas named Lewis Conrad Jr. fatally shot himself after he was accused of engaging in a sexually explicit online chat with an adult posing as a 13-year-old boy. His sister is suing for $105 million. And she says that NBC steamrolled police into arresting her brother after telling cops that he failed to show up at a sting operation 35 miles away. NBC was working with the so-called activist group Perverted Justice, which appears to have voyeuristic tendencies of its own. And they describe it in this news article saying that in which volunteers impersonating children establish online chats with men and try to lure them to a house where they are met by TV cameras and police. And in a scathing ruling, U.S. District Judge Denny Chin said that a jury might conclude that the network crossed the line from responsible journalism to irresponsible and reckless intrusion into law enforcement. Well, he's too kind. But he said the lawsuit contained sufficient facts to make it plausible. The suicide was foreseeable. Police had a duty to protect Conrad from killing himself. And that the officers and NBC acted with deliberate indifference. Chin said the network placed itself squarely in the middle of a police operation, pushing the police to engage in tactics that were unnecessary and unwise, solely to generate more dramatic footage for a television show. The judge wrote that a reasonable jury could find there was no legitimate law enforcement need for a heavily armed SWAT team to extract the 56-year-old prosecutor from his home when he was not accused of any actual violence and was not believed to have a gun. And I've pointed this out in the scenes that they show on television when the male perpetrators are allowed to leave the house. They go outside, cameras rolling, as cops pounce on them, force them to the ground, manhandle them, rough them up, and manacle them, all to humiliate them, all to provide fodder for television. And so I've never heard of U.S. District Judge Denny Chin, but I agree wholeheartedly with his assessment. And I'm glad this lawsuit is going forward, and I hope NBC pays dearly for it. 888-5 Peter B. That's enough of my rant for today. Let's go to your calls. And up first, Mildred in Coos Bay, listening on KBBR. Hello, Mildred.
Hi, Peter B. I want to talk about patriotism. Mm-hmm. First of all, I really was glad you had those two on because I've always thought the progressive way was patriotic. And so this comes to my little point. I believe that if you do not care about the American people, the rest of the 99% of us, you know, politicians are not being patriotic because the government, the Constitution, everything flows out of the people. It doesn't. The people are not made for the government.
You're right.
And when you have a government like ours that, you know, wants to knock people off of Social Security, won't insure people so that everybody has health insurance, keeps us in an illegal war, and we're facing a Great Depression as a result, the land gets raped by all these mineral-seeking companies just for their greed, and, you know, our water and our food is becoming unsafe, and our jobs are outsourced, and all of that.
Hey, why don't we throw an LNG terminal into it, Mildred?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hopefully that falls apart, but I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line is the government does not care about the people. And all these petty politicians, these Sunday patriots, these false patriots who are greedy and corrupt, and there certainly are a lot of them, and I would suggest that there are more on the right than there is on the left, you know, they're not patriotic. They can keep their pins because they don't care about the people. You know, it's all about us. It's not about them. It's not about the corporations. And when you have 7 years of a government that has been basically shredding our Constitution, which is supposed to envelop, you know, all of the people, they're not patriotic. And all of this business about pins is a big sham.
It sure is. And I resent it. And I, for one, will not wear one of those pins. I just think it, I would feel hypocritical if I did. And I want to make it very clear that it's not that I lack patriotism. It's not that I don't believe in our country and its values that I embrace. I simply don't want to be confused with one of those yahoos who is posing as a patriot. And I would prefer that my actions and, in turn, the radio program that I host, that that be the standard that people use to evaluate whether or not they think I am patriotic. But not because of a bumper sticker, not because I choose to fly the flag on a certain day, or because I choose not to. Those are not indications of patriotism. And it's only the Pharisees, if you will, who are out there in that showboat manner. Mildred, thank you very much. I got to run to a break here, but I appreciate your comment today. And we're going to send you a copy of True Patriot, The True Patriot. It's out in hardcover, a nice little red book. More of your calls coming right up. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number, 888-573-8372. And I'm your humble host, Peter B. Collins. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Let me welcome you to Planet Cruise.
This Friday, March 7th, it's an all-new Planet Cruise Comedy Hour with me, Richard Stockton.
The next time you need legal help, just drive by Lumberman's Hardware, point to the attorneys you want, and tell them to get in the back of your truck.
Along with comedian Mickey Joseph, Chris Magyar with the weird news from Planet Cruise, comedian Johnny Steele.
If you ever looked at a map, Florida is divided into two time zones, right? 1938 and 1952.
Ukulele Dick.
The great Morgani.
Dr. Rupert Opie. All the outpatient players.
Let the players out!
Larry Hosford. Al Frisbee. All comedically capturing the spirit of Santa Cruz. And this is an all-new show, so get your tickets early.
Ooh, save my bucks!
At Streetlight Records and Gateway's Books.
I didn't see it! Is that all right?
That's this Friday, March 7th, 8 p.m. in Santa Cruz at the Columba.
Planet Cruise.
You're gonna laugh your glutes off.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
From Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore in Carmel, and we have something new, a unique opportunity to give yourself or someone special the gift of consultation with nationally respected life coach and career mentor, Raymond Davi. Paul and I know firsthand the empowerment Ray has to offer. Discover how changes can propel you where you want to go in the areas of personal and career growth or planning goals for ongoing success, as well as insights for your work-life balance. Don't hesitate. Call and reserve your 90-minute appointment or purchase a gift certificate now. Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore and Secret Garden, 624-4955 or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Checking traffic on KRXA, and we do have a new injury crash out there. It's in Castroville, Castroville Boulevard at Highway 156. Two cars, it looks like one car leaking a lot of fluid in the roadway. Emergency crews are on the way. Heads up in Salinas, Hardin Parkway at North Main Street. The traffic lights are out, so remember to treat that intersection as a four-way stop. An older injury crash should be in the final clearing stages now. Highway 1 at the Andrew Molera State Park. It was a motorcycle down. The injured parties are being transported out to the hospital. It's SoCal, San Jose Road at O'Neill Lane. An older crash. That's in the final clearing stages as well. Highway 17 currently checking and stalling, accident-free in both directions. Highway 68 so far, no problems this afternoon. And southbound 17 at southbound Highway 1 in Santa Cruz, just a little bit of heavy traffic as you make your way through the construction zone. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Do you need paper? Check out Office Depot. Now through March 8, get an Office Depot brand 10-ream case of copy paper for as low as $29.99. Office Depot, taking care of business. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
It's the Peter B. Show.
I can't take it no more. I can't take it no more. I'm sick and tired of the dirty little boy. I can't take it no more. You know you lied about the casualty. You know you lied about the WFD. You know you lied about the detainees. All over this world. Stop talking about slaves because you keep on beating that old dead horse. You know you lied about how we went to war. I can't take it no more.
That's the old Creedence frontman, John Fogerty. He lives right across the bay. Hey, Katrina, can you track him down? We got to get John Fogerty on the show. I want him to come in and perform this song live.
I can't take it no more.
Taking your phone calls, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I want to give a shout-out to Valerie in Fair Oaks, a KSAC listener, who's gone the extra mile. She has responded to the Peter B. Challenge, and I have in my hands a copy of a letter that she wrote to Raley's in Bel Air Markets, strongly suggesting that they advertise on KSAC and on the Peter B. Collins Show. And I really thank you for that. She also says she ordered some Eco Wine from the Organic Wine Company. I'm delighted to hear that. That kind of support helps us a lot. And to top it off, she included a check for $30. Well, that's really kind of you, and that'll go into the postage fund that we use to send out our prizes to people who win on this program. Ron and Davis, you're next on the Peter B. Collins Show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, hey, buddy. I want to thank you for pushing the need to get supporters for KSAC, too. I've been dialing the station for 4 years, Christine and you, and it's absolutely monumentally important. So,
well, we are making key progress. I can't say that everything is fixed, but we're making a lot of significant progress, and we're very positive about it.
Well, I'm just thrilled that you got enough guts to go ahead and do that, because a lot of people hold back, and it's all about money, and you've even brought up prices that people pay. It's no big deal, $500, $600 or something for X amount of.
Yeah.
I mean, it's come on, people.
Yep.
Anyway, I want to talk about this devilish topic for a couple of seconds called patriotism.
Mm-hmm. Let me put my hand over my heart. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, right. To me, if you spend like a microsecond worrying about that topic, you're already lowering yourself. And especially if someone to the right is nearby. In other words, you're starting to grovel with kind of a low level. I've read a lot of them. I've been around them. Oh, I'm 67, so I've read Lao Tzu. I've read Gautama Siddhartha or the Buddha. I've read the Sermon on the Mount 25 times. I don't consider myself a Christian. I've heard Upton St. Clair's comments that you can tell when an empire or society is falling apart because people start talking about their patriotism and they hold up the cross. And someone else said that patriotism is the last refuge for a scoundrel.
That's right.
So my position is basically to hell with patriotism. What we need is a hunt for the truth and honesty and not to worry about whether or not I'm a patriot, because a person's actions speak louder than words. So,
well, I understand that, and I wouldn't try to twist your arm to change your mind, Ron. But I honestly feel more comfortable with the approach outlined in the book, and it's something that I have been trying to do consciously with this radio program, and that is to define patriotism in terms that we can embrace and not to permit scoundrels to take it away from us or to reinvent it in a manner that serves their self-interest.
Well, I can see your point. I wish I could agree with you, because you're such a good man. But the sentence was, the last refuge of a scoundrel is patriotism. And patriotism also has something to do with pride. You know, so then you got the seven, deadly sins.
Right.
And so, you know, I ask people to really be, really carefully look at what it means to be a patriot, because empires come and go. I mean, if you are a Christian and you imagine what Christ would think of if you walked up to him, mm-hmm. just after he came down off the mount and said, well, what do you think of being a patriot? You wouldn't even know what that would have nothing to do with what he's been trying to tell us.
Ron, you make a great point. I'm out of time. Thank you for your call. 888-5 Peter B. Call me about Hillary and Barack, about to catch a predator, or anything else that's on your mind. It's the Free Speech Zone.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
KRXA 540 AM is the home of Cal State University Monterey Bay Basketball. Hi, this is Rob Ponch, the voice of the CSUMB Otters, inviting you to join KRXA as we bring you the best of NCAA Division II basketball with the CSUMB Otters.
Otters are playing in the first CC2A playoffs, fourth seed in the first round, hosting Dominguez Hills at the Kelp Bed. Join us on Tuesday at 6:40 on KRXA 540.
Do you want some downtime? A break from work and worry without breaking the bank? At the Dunes and the Spa at Pajaro Dunes in Watsonville will give you the breathing space you need. The Spa at Pajaro Dunes is now open to the general public. Spend an hour being pampered with a warm stone massage or European facial. Gather your friends together for a spa party or surprise your sweetie with a couples massage. Stay for a long, lazy weekend in a luxurious condo at the Dunes with 150 acres of beach and wetlands. You'll have your own ocean view, and the price is unbeatable. Only a short drive from anywhere on the Central Coast, relief is only minutes away without the time and expense of a long trip. We'll also simplify your wedding plans. Have your ceremony, guests, and special events all in the same place. In nearby Watsonville, at the Dunes and the Spa at Pajaro Dunes will make your life a little easier and a lot more enjoyable. Call 888-91-DUNES and mention KRXA to get our lowest rates. That's 888-91-DUNES.
Go ahead, take a deep breath. Yeah, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system, your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Cynthia.
Doesn't it feel like spring is in the air?
Love the cherry blossoms you put in the front window. They look great by the frosted quartz crystal singing bowls.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And the gemstones we brought back from the Tucson Gem and Mineral Show, they look great in the cases.
KRXA listeners, come see what the talk is all about at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
And Secret Garden on Dolores between 5th and 6th in Carmel, across from the Art Association Gallery. Give us a call, 624-4955.
Or www.pilgrimsway.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
We continue in the free speech zone. Got a bunch of lines open. We lost some callers during the break. Cell phones. And maybe even another radio show. Oh, perish the thought.
Sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely.
888-5-PETER-B. 888-573-8372. And tell me this, have you reached presidential political fatigue? Because we had one caller in the last half hour who didn't stay on the line long enough to get on the air, who wanted to talk about Hillary and Obama. But maybe you've reached the saturation point. I don't know. Tell me if that's the case at 888-5-PETER-B. And I'll figure that's not the case, because there's one more thing I want to ask you about that does weigh in on tomorrow's primaries, particularly the ones in Ohio and Texas, that could seal the fate, the end of the Clinton campaign for president. And that's not just me. Bill Richardson has said that. Bill Clinton has hinted at that in public statements. And I did not see this exchange on 60 Minutes last night, but Senator Clinton was there. And if I can get this to play for you, this is Steve Croft asking her about Barack Obama's religion.
You don't believe that Senator Obama's a Muslim?
Of course not. I mean, that's, you know, that there is no basis for that. You know, I take him on the basis of what he says, and, you know, there isn't any reason to doubt that.
And you said you take Senator Obama at his word that he's not
right,
a Muslim. You
right.
don't believe that he's a Muslim?
No, why would I? There's no,
right.
no, there is nothing to base that on, as far as I know.
It's just...
As far as I know. Well, the clip cut off there. The next thing Croft inquired is, it's just scurrilous. And her final comment on this, look, I have been the target of so many ridiculous rumors that I have a great deal of sympathy for anybody who gets, you know, smeared with the kind of rumors that go on all the time. Well, I have to say that Hillary didn't give the best answer on this. But I do not interpret, and this is the first time I've heard it, I don't interpret it the way critics have in emails that are flying around today, accusing her of kind of leaving the door open, that maybe he's a Muslim. And the comments she makes here are not quite, you know, a direct rejection or denunciation. That's from the last debate. But I don't know that, you know, this was intentional on her part. And I would take her at her word that she was probably trying to field this question the best she could. Now, this line in here, of course not. I mean, you know, there's no basis for that. I take him on the basis of what he says. And Croft follows up and said, well, you said you'd take him at his word that he's not a Muslim. You don't believe he's a... And then she says, no, there is nothing to base that on as far as I know. Well, that line is a little questionable. But I think her final statement removes any doubt that I have that she was artfully trying to be ambiguous to fuel the suspicions of many, driven by a lot of nasty stuff that's on the Internet and elsewhere, questioning Obama about madrasas, about his Muslim father, and all those things. And I think they are a smear. So here's Senator Clinton's final comment, which did not make the YouTube clip, and I have to question the fairness of the person who decided to edit her at the point they did. Her final comment, look, I've been the target of so many ridiculous rumors that I have a great deal of sympathy for anybody who gets, you know, smeared with the kind of rumors that go on all the time. So tell me what you think. Did Hillary try to feed the anti-Muslim sentiments that are scurrilously being thrown up against Barack Obama? Or was it just kind of fumbling for an answer under the circumstances? So that's what I'd like to hear from you about at 888-5-PETER-B. Now to Bill in... hold on just a second here. I'm getting my lines mixed up. Line 4 is Bill in Sacramento, listening on KSAC. Hello, Bill.
How you doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
First, let me say that I totally support your support of KSAC
And I'm going to be trying to do some things out here, too, to get the community pointed toward that station.
Okay. And Bill, if you want to conspire with me to do it by email, just write me a note, peter@peterbcollins.com, and I'll be happy to help you any way I can.
Will do. Back to what you were talking about, and it ties into what we've been talking about all day here about the about patriotism.
Yeah.
Integrity is the essence of life. And the way I usually, God gave me the gift of being able to see through stuff. And when I hear people saying things that are scurrilous and ambiguous, and you have to question, why is this coming out like this? Because people reveal through their mouth what's really in their heart, what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they support their positions. And so out of our hearts come the issues that we about life that we have. And so when I ask, why is Clinton willing to compromise a person's integrity and to leave this thing hanging? Why is it so important that she win this election? And then I think about her husband and their association with empire and the one world order, new world order, and the the World Trade Organization. These are all things I remember when the British, the previous British president was saying, or I forgot what, that's not his title, but he was in charge.
Prime Minister, yeah.
Prime Minister. He was saying that Bill Clinton was probably going to be the first world president, assuming that somehow America was going to lose its strength as an individual nation, and that we would come into this new world, a world order thing and world domination. And so I find it very, very disarming to have somebody like her who says she's intelligent, who says she cares about America, but yet out of her mouth is coming stuff that creates a lack of unity.
All right, but Bill, what about her final comment here? Look, I've been the target of so many ridiculous rumors. I have a great deal of sympathy. See, I don't really take this interpretation as darkly as some of my friends do. And I'm an Obama supporter. So let me take some more calls and thank you for joining us today. I'm sorry, Bill. I got a full switchboard. Sandra in Sacramento. You're next.
Hey, Peter. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great today.
Listen,
and you?
You know, that comment, with Hillary, it's too tempting. She definitely was, leaving a little bit open, and I can't say I blame her. I mean, it's too tempting, and she's, out there. For the guy who just called, why anyone who's running for president has to have a massive ego and ambition. I'm sick of it being sort of questioned on her part. See what I'm saying? And I'm an Obama supporter, but Hillary is doing what anybody else would do who's running for high office like this. I mean, it's all so suspect. I think that she could have closed it a bit tighter than she did.
I hear your point, I don't like the way the Clintons have run this campaign. I think they have either directly or using surrogates introduced a lot of negatives on Obama, some of which can't be directly traced back to them. But on this particular incident, I'm just not reading it as darkly as other people do.
Well, can I just compliment you on one quick thing from last week? You did this interview about the Pritzers in Chicago.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I just really appreciate any kind of bit you do about economics in this country. That was so interesting. I mean, I hope you keep following those sort of stories. They're really important for people to understand.
Well,
anyway, have a good evening.
All right, Sandra. Thank you very much. Also, we did take the opportunity to present information that's negative on the guy I support, and I hope people understand that I do not try to censor the information that comes through here. If I see negatives about Obama, I will pass them along to you. And the other thing I'll say that's on the positive side for Obama is over the weekend I did a little more digging, and I found out that he's not really that close to Zbigniew Brzezinski, and I've raised concerns about that. Brzezinski was the National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, a cold warrior, a real hardliner, a guy who supported Bush on the way into Iraq and no longer does. And I was concerned about his possible influence on Obama. And it turns out they've had lunch once and they've had a couple of phone conversations. But Brzezinski is apparently not a major player in that campaign. Val in Sacramento, you're next. It's Peter B. Hi.
Hi there. Let me admit first, I've been out of town for about a week, so this is how I'm catching up, listening to your show, and this is the first I've heard about her comment.
Okay.
But I was just wanted to comment that I think it's kind of sad, seeing as how America was founded on freedom of religion, that it seems kind of counterintuitive to even consider Barack Obama being a Muslim as a smear. Like, why can't that just be what his religion is or might be?
Well, because it's not. It's like calling me a Jew, Val.
I know that he's not a Muslim, but hold on. It would be bad that if he was, like, why would it even make a difference?
but Valerie, if I'm not Jewish and somebody accuses me of being Jewish, for whatever reasons, you know, maybe they think it's a good thing because they like my nose or, you know, I mean, people have all kinds of weird reasons that they come up with that. But in the heat of a political campaign, this is not a casual kind of allegation.
Right.
It is being done.
The climate that we're in right now is considered a smear.
And so I understand your point. Nobody should have to say, because of their religious freedom, who they worship, how, or under what circumstances.
Right.
But it has become.
Doesn't that, though, in a way, kind of alienate any Muslims that might be living and getting ready to vote in the United States? I mean, we do have now Muslim representation in the Congress, and how is that supposed to make like a Muslim American feel?
Well,
that
Val,
is considered like a scurrilous thing or a smear, even if he was Muslim. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's awkward all the way around. Okay. Nobody wants to anger someone else on the basis of religion. And I may have just infuriated some people by using the example of somebody calling me Jewish.
Yeah.
But the point is here that when it's done in a political campaign, it's different from just a casual conversation where I say, oh, Val, you a Baptist?
That's true. I guess it's the intention behind it, too. You know?
It is. And it is part of a very conscious effort that starts with the conservative Republicans, but appears to, in some cases, have been augmented or amplified by the Clinton campaign. I can't prove all that, but that is a suspicion based on the way I've seen it play out. Thank you, Val. I appreciate it. Now to Jake in Eureka, listening on KGOE. Hello,
hey,
Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing okay.
How about you bring up the issue of the superdelegates? And I think this is really why Hillary Clinton's still in the race. There's no way she's going to catch up to Barack Obama in terms of elected delegates. So she's going to rely on the party insiders to try to give her the nomination, you know, even though the voters are clearly choosing Obama. And unfortunately, there are some Democrats who are quite the elitists. They happen to support Hillary Clinton's position on this. And I'd like to name a name on that if I could.
Go ahead.
Our local chairman of the Humboldt County Democratic Central Committee, mm-hmm. Milt Boyd, recently came out and said, and I'll quote, it's basically to allow individuals with standing in the party to grasp a bigger picture. And what Milt Boyd is doing is he's backing up our local Congressman Mike Thompson, the Blue Dog, who is supporting Hillary, even though the voters of the 1st Congressional District voted for Barack Obama. In fact, Barack Obama won Humboldt County by 15 points. But unfortunately, some people who are not, you know, big fans of the democratic process, apparently, even though they like to call themselves Democrats.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jake. Don't you understand the benefit of an adult chaperone?
Yeah, we won't want to let an insurgent candidate actually win in the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
You know, the fact is Barack Obama is an insurgent candidate, and he is going to win because the people are sick of the incompetent leadership shown by our so-called leaders of the Democratic Party. And I would like to have the listeners contact Congressman Mike Thompson, and please tell him to support Barack Obama, back up the voters in his district. Mike Thompson's phone number is 707-269-9595. Also, if people are interested in running for the Humboldt County Democratic Central Committee, all you need to do is get 20 signatures in by Friday. It takes no money to get your name on the June ballot. The phone number for Humboldt County elections is 707-445-7481. And I would encourage everybody to get involved and do something to help change the Democratic Party, because unfortunately, some of the people leading it right now really don't seem to know what they're doing.
Thank you, Jake. I appreciate that.
Thanks.
We're going to take a break and return more phone calls in the Free Speech Zone. You can join us, too, at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. The Peter B. Collins Show, produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill. Grab a podcast and share it with a friend. The link's on the homepage at peterbcollins.com.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Checking traffic on KRXA, and we do have a new injury crash out there. It's in Castroville, Castroville Boulevard at Highway 156. Two cars. It looks like one car leaking a lot of fluid in the roadway. Emergency crews are on the way. Heads up in Salinas, Hardin Parkway at North Main Street. The traffic lights are out, so remember to treat that intersection as a four-way stop. An older injury crash should be in the final clearing stages now. Highway 1 at the Andrew Molera State Park. It was a motorcycle down. The injured parties are being transported out to the hospital. It's SoCal San Jose Road at O'Neill Lane. An older crash, that's in the final clearing stages as well. Highway 17 currently checking and stalling accident-free in both directions. Highway 68, so far no problems this afternoon. And southbound 17 at southbound Highway 1 in Santa Cruz, just a little bit of heavy traffic as you make your way through the construction zone. This traffic report is brought to you by Office Depot. Do you need paper? Check out Office Depot. Now through March 8, get an Office Depot brand 10-ream case of copy paper for as low as $29.99. Office Depot, taking care of business. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we would like to personally invite you to experience why Monterey County food critics are raving about our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Could it be our fantastic one-of-a-kind specialty pizzas or huge calzones, such as the Jamaican Me Crazy, the White Sands Beach, the Veggie Out, or the Wild Mushroom Dream?
Or could it be because we also offer delicious salads, sandwiches, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger?
Recently recognized as Local's Favorite, Best for Families, Most Creative, Big Screen and Big Eats, and will return to spend our own money.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with an ice-cold draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, fresh-brewed Hawaiian coffee, or Lappert's Hawaiian ice cream.
That's A Pizza Paradise, located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina, or call 582-9149 or see us on the web at apizzaparadise.net.
That's A Pizza Paradise,
582-9149.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in SoCal Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, SoCal Drive and Porter Street in SoCal.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Interrupting all programs.
The radio guys from Pirate Satellite.
It's the Peter B. Show.
Orbiting your living room, catching the Bill of Rights. Tumor army surplus.
I was in a mind-numbing meeting this morning when one of my colleague's cell phones went off. And I love ringtones that feature the Clash. So I had to trot some out for you. More of your calls here in just a second. And I got an email about an hour ago. The Dallas Morning News is reporting that the Clinton presidential campaign training materials regard Tuesday night's caucuses regarding the caucuses, ominously advise supporters to take control of caucus sign-in sheets and vote tallies, especially, quote, if our supporters are outnumbered. It reads, if our supporters are outnumbered, ask the temporary chair if one of our supporters can serve as secretary in the interest of fairness. The control of the sign-in sheets and the announcement of the delegates allotted to each candidate are the critical functions of the chair and secretary. This is why it is so important that Hillary supporters hold these positions. Well, after what we saw in Nevada and the efforts of the Clinton campaign to limit the participation of Obama supporters, this is a little ominous. And the primary in Texas is going to be quite complex, and it'll be interesting to see how well the networks are able to call results tomorrow night on election night. We'll be watching very closely. Let's go to Myra in Crescent City, listening on KGOE. Welcome.
Hi, thank you, Peter B., for taking my call.
Oh, Myra, I hate it when you say that. Thank you for calling.
The legal field, Senator Clinton's response regarding the use of language that she said, not that I know of, well, attorneys and law enforcement people say, not that I know of, not to my knowledge, or not that I'm aware of. It sounds a whole lot better than just saying, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't see how she could be faulted for that. May I also comment on a earlier remark about Michelle Obama's comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
This original thing was on Fox News, and they edited what she really said. What she actually said, and I saw the replay later when this was questioned, what Michelle Obama actually said is, it is the first time I am really proud to be an American.
Mm-hmm.
And that word really has been taken out and replayed that way, and that's why it's being taken out of context.
Well, Myra, you know, on the day that it occurred, we heard those reports, and then the next day I learned that she actually said it twice. She said it one way with really and one way without. And a listener pointed out that Bill O'Reilly actually played both clips back to back. Now, is that fair and almost balanced or what?
I would say so.
Yeah. But to her point, regardless of whether it was edited or not, do you believe that that is a fair statement for an African-American woman to make in this world?
She is saying how she feels and what she has experienced.
Right.
I cannot judge beyond that.
Okay. Are you in law enforcement?
I used to be.
I can kind of tell, Myra.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your call today.
Thanks.
And let's see who's on line one. It's Jen. Hello, Jen.
Hello. Okay, let's go here. I'm a Hillary supporter, as you know.
I do.
And you had a previous caller, and he said that the voters are behind Obama, and that's what we want. That is not true.
Wait. He said the voters are the first congressional district.
Right, but they only won by 15 points. I could understand if he came back and said everybody voted for him. You know, we still live in a society where everybody is supposed to have a voice, and not everybody votes for him. We have supporters on both sides. But that being said...
Jen, I think the central point here is about the role of the superdelegates. And it's fair to say that the system has been this way for a while, but it hasn't really been brought to our attention because we haven't had a primary season that went this long with such a close contest. And so for the first time, many people are really zeroing in on the superdelegates, and it comes as a shock to them that the superdelegates essentially can overrule the popular vote in the Democratic primaries.
And I really hope that doesn't happen because would be ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Been too long that we have not had our voices heard. But I just want to say I appreciate that you're leaving your mind open. We live in a society where I learned it in junior high school, it's called the bandwagon effect. Everybody jumps on the bandwagon. If they see that the tree is leaning to the right, they all lean to the right. And they just need to understand that she was put in a position, the man was asking her a question, and every time when she opens her mouth, they jump on her. So she was being careful in what she said. And I do not believe that she was saying, wink, wink, I think he is a Muslim. That's not what she was saying. And so I thank you for leaving that open.
Well, you're welcome. And as you know, I do not hesitate to criticize Hillary or Bill Clinton for what I think are out-of-bounds comments or tactics. But in this one, honestly, I can imagine being in her position. This question is put to you. And some of our callers, look at the dark side and they interpret it darkly and they see her, using language to preserve doubt about Obama's real religion and that issue. But honestly, I feel that she did knock it down. And I think in some ways, maybe this is kind of karma payback for her drilling Obama last week about Minister Farrakhan. And whether he had properly both rejected and denounced support from Farrakhan to Obama. And so on that basis, I'm willing to just let this stand and let people interpret it as they will. But my own impression, I heard it for the first time when I played it here for you today. It didn't seem that mean or intentional to me.
Thank you.
You bet, Jen. Good to talk to you today. Well, it's over already? They're going to shut my microphone off in 20 seconds? I've got to go?
Happy trails.
No. Give me another hour. Or three. All right, I'll accept reality. Be back at you tomorrow. Same time, same great radio stations. On the web at peterbcollins.com. Thanks for listening.
Keep smiling until then.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago. And was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With crucial primaries looming in Texas and Ohio, Hillary Clinton says she's just getting warmed up.
I believe that we're going to do well tomorrow, and I believe that that's going to be a very significant message.
She vows to carry that message to Pennsylvania and the other primaries still to come. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds says Barack Obama spent his campaign day in the Lone Star State.
He came back to Texas because the race here is close and because victory would put to rest the Clinton argument that he can't win the big one.
The question is no longer, is it a big enough state or is it a state with too many black people? We've won states, and we've won delegates.
Because despite Clinton victories in states including California, New York, or New Jersey, the Obama campaign refers to what it calls the cold, hard reality of the delegate math that makes a Clinton comeback increasingly difficult.
There are also primaries tomorrow in Vermont and Ohio. Started shooting inside a Wendy's in West Palm Beach, Florida. Ashley Milton says there was panic.
It was awful, just screaming and trying to run.
At lunchtime, a man wearing a suit and tie had suddenly produced a handgun and started firing. Authorities say 60-year-old Alburn Edward Blake killed a Palm Beach County firefighter and wounded five other people before taking his own life. They say Blake had no relationship to anyone in the restaurant and had never worked for Wendy's. A spokesman for the company calls it a senseless tragedy. Eco-terrorists are suspected in the torching of expensive model homes in suburban Seattle. The story from KIRO Radio's Tim Hake.
The fire started before dawn in this rural area of unoccupied model homes, according to local fire chief Rick Eastman.
Passerby said it sounded like several gunshots and then an explosion. Those were the sets in the building going off.
A message scrawled on a bed sheet and left at the scene criticizes the construction of so-called McMansions. Builder Gray Lundberg says his home, now rubble, just won a national award.
Both for its green aspects and its quality.
Three homes, each valued at about $2 million, were destroyed. Tim Hake for CBS News, Woodinville, Washington.
As the dollar weakened further against major foreign currencies, the price of crude oil surged, nearly reaching $104 a barrel before settling back to close at $102.45. Analyst Phil Flynn.
This is